Blog Talk Radio.
I want to hear what you have to say. Also,
Let me just make sure I got everybody so they know what's going on. Memorial Day weekend, of course, Larry T's at Butts Creek. That's going to be down there. And we actually got, I'm going to say, about 6 to 7 lock-ins already, minimum. That'll be at Butts Creek. Also, we have a few races locked in on the 30th at Custom Tees. And that'll be Long Island Invades, the DMV. I guess I'll give you a couple of the races. I know a couple that coming down. I know Tony Tan's coming down, the crew. Slim's Old Ride. I forgot the name. I'm going to tell you the name of them in a few minutes because, believe it or not, we're going to take Poop's car and we're going to try Slim. We're going to try Slim's old car. And I'll tell you the name of the car in a few seconds. Let me just look on it because I know we're going and definitely that race is locked in. Also, Jeff will be down there and crew. Terminator will be there. Billy Hicks will be running also. He wants to try him back over, so they're going to be doing it. Him and, hold on, you guys. I just got a brain freeze. Henry Butler. They're both motor cars, and they'll be running down there. Bud Hunter will be there also. He'll be coming, all those guys. And like I said, Poop will be going against Dream Killer. That'll be Droop. That's the way it is. So that'll be also that day. I know there's a couple other races that are talking about it. They're looking for some action that's going to be doing. We're just waiting until the last minute. Not waiting until the last minute, but I got to wait until after Sunday. If everything works out with their car, then they lock in. I'm not going to say anything yet because I don't want some of these races. Sometimes you have to stay behind the back lines because you got people on here sometimes talk too much and will stop a race. And that's what I have talked to a couple other guys already that wanted to race, but they couldn't say anything. But they said wait till they lock it in. Once they lock it in, then they don't care about who talks. They don't care. But we do have a lot of loose lips. That's all I can tell you. So that being said, I know a lot of guys that say in the no-time shootouts and all that, I know I'm going to do something a little different than everybody else does. I'm actually going to do one of those 4-4 shootouts or a 5-inch shootout. And I don't care if they show times before or whatever. I'm going to let them go ahead and be able to take the weight out their car the whole bit, but nobody's going to know what time it is. Also, I'm going to do a ProMod shootout, and I don't care what they have. It's like just run the best you could. We ain't going to get no time slips, no nothing. And that's how it's going to be. I'm going to actually, because I know a couple of guys, the ProMod guys, actually called me up and asked me about it. So I'm going to actually do it. They want to actually do some grudge running, too. And they gave me a good idea. It says you'd be surprised how fast these cars can go with the weight out. So they want to actually come in, they want to come out, and they're going to do their thing and actually bet money, too, if they want to do it every round. So I got no problem with that. I didn't put the date out yet, but I will be doing that on the pro mod already. I done talked to 8 of them, 8 pro mods, and they willing to go ahead and they want to go out there. They don't care. They don't want to show no times, but they want to be able to commit their best, whatever they can do, without being at a weight. You know, whatever, they just want to get busy, and they want to bet each round. So that's what I'm planning on doing there, but I just want to ask you guys, would you want to do, would you or would not, why wouldn't you, and just let me know. So I'm going to open up the first mic here and let it go from there. I'm going to call 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How's everything?
I can't call, bro. I can't call it.
Okay, I hear you. What do you think about that? Would you be willing to run something at Showtime before?
Yeah, well, you know, that's where I came from, you know, and that's what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, we have our rules and, you know, restrictions on what we do or how we do our class runs or whatever. And if a person sees that it's something that they can beat, and there's a lot of people that see cars run a number and then they call them out, because they feel like they got them in a headlock. hey, it is what it is. It's gambling. You never know because, you know, at the end of the day, you got cars that every car changes throughout the time. So if you go to one track, it goes this number. It's not going to go the same number. They went that track as opposed to another track. So everything changes, you know. So when people think they got people in the headlock or they see a time, all right, well, you need to try their chin and see how that works out for you. If it don't work out, you're going to get your shit split. If it works out for you, hey, you did your job. So, but me personally, yeah, I would run a class car and just, you know, whatever it is, what it is.
Okay. That's what I'm just trying to figure out because I know these guys sometimes cry. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say the person I know what happened with one guy that I know had a guy covered by a mile, but he said he's not going to let his hand expose. But I'm saying to myself, everybody already know that you're going faster than, than that guy already, what he posted up. We know and everybody else knows. So you really ain't exposed. I don't know how you're exposing it, but, hey, teach his own, you know how I can say it, and that's it. But when I feel like I got you covered by a good 3-4 tenths, I don't give a damn. If I know I seen something that I seen and I know I got you, I'm not letting that money go slide.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going out there.
Yeah, exactly. So, go out there and gamble.
I don't know.
See how it works out for you.
Yep. And don't get me wrong, because they can hold back too. So, you know, I have seen cars do stuff like that, and I seen you run, I seen you, Ray Ray run before with his car, you know, and they put stuff on the board, but they turn around and they run for money, you know. So that's
right.
That's why I'm just saying I'm gonna go. I'm gonna try something new. I know a couple people might not like it, but you know what? Anything to get the action to come back in and let everybody else get into it because they wanted to go gambling. Let them see it. You don't have to get into class that day if you don't want to, and I plan on trying to let these guys, like, let it all out. Whatever they got, I want to see everything, how fast you really can go, whatever you, no times on it. You know, nobody will know how fast you go, but we know it's looking faster. So I want to be able to go that, and so we're going to try it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to just let you know. I'm going to try. I'm not telling everybody else to do it, and I will let everybody know ahead of time some of these cars might have showed times, so that's going to be my new rule for one of the races I'm going to do out there. And I'm going to let everybody know ahead of time, and I'm actually going to be having a few pro mods. I'm going to try to get some pro mods in. Only thing is I'm going to actually say there's a couple big ones that's coming in that maybe I had to keep them with the 5.3s and 5.3s and 5.3s, you know what I mean? But the rest of them, 5-inch and small, you know, whatever, let them roll. That's all it's going to be. I want to. There's a lot of cars that are sitting in garages that want to do something, and they can't because they can't compete with the rest of them. So why not let them turn around and not show no times at all and go wide open, whatever they can do. Take the weight out, whatever they got to do. I'd rather see that happen instead of seeing people got stuff sitting. Well, I can't fit this car. I got to wait a year before I can go into a class or do anything, you know, grudge game. So I'm going to do a little something, and I'm going to try it. And, you know, it's going to be my money, try it. So if it goes wrong, it goes wrong. But I'm not going to tell anybody that, oh, this guy never showed times. I'm going to let everybody know ahead of time. So that's going to be the new thing, something new I'm going to try. Because I know right now, I know the big tie game, I know a lot of guys are not ready. And a lot of guys do want to see this big tie action. So try to bring some of these cars that are sitting inside the garage. I know, you know what I mean? Come on, let's go out there and let them get into something. But I'm going to open up a couple more of these calls because now I see everybody popping in. And but thanks for your input. Let me make sure I open this number right now. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how's everything now, Antoine?
I'm good. But to answer your question, for me, my perspective, no. I'm not running nobody's show times.
Okay.
That's just me as a person. I'm not doing it now. However, I'm going to say this and understand where I'm coming from. If I know your car show times, don't even talk to me. It's nothing to talk about. But here's the different side of the coin. Now, if we get the track and I'm out there fishing, and I don't know your car, there's something totally different. But me to go lock in a car to show times, nah. Not even me offer you a spot, take the weight out, nah. Don't even, nah. Not going to do it at all.
No, I ain't saying it like that. Okay, I'm just going to give you a scenario. Say if, said, I'm just going to, in your mind, that you already know you're going faster than this other car. Like, say me if it came out there and I was going 10-20s or whatever, right?
Right.
And you know you got me covered. You already know. You've seen the 10-20. And you already know that, okay, let me just say, for example, everybody else knows that you're already going to go into the numbers and been in the numbers or whatever, because basically,
correct.
Some tracks will not let you, you have to have everything on, fire suit the whole bit. And you know that right now, that kind of gave you away, that you're in the numbers nines, right? Now, you
right.
wouldn't run a 10-20, you wouldn't run a 10-20 car, and you got a car maybe sitting over there going like 960s, you wouldn't do, you seen that only flashed up a 10-20?
No. I'm
even
not
though
doing
it's
it
not
at
gonna,
all.
Just tell me something. I'm just asking, about, you know, I'm going to be a devil advocate.
Mm-hmm.
If it's only flashing up a 10-20, it's not, and everybody already know, and you wouldn't take the money, because why would you, why would just, let me just, let me, I want to know why you wouldn't go out
my,
and take
my
the
point,
money.
Period. If, point period, it's your time. It don't matter if I'm faster or slower. Even, it wouldn't matter. I'm not going to go out there.
But you know what I don't understand, and I respect what you're saying, partner. I respect what you're saying, but the thing is you got a lot of, I'm going to keep it real. I really don't say much on a radio show, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be real with y'all. You got a lot of fake-ass racers out here. You got a lot of motherfuckers that call people parts to say what they got. You got a lot of people that be telling people what they think that they go, who they ran,
yep.
how fast, and all that other stuff. So that right there is a killer right there. So if somebody said, okay, Angelo, you went 9-0, let's just say 9-0, and this guy over there like, well, damn, I just went 8-7. They're like, well, I can get them, this and that, because it's a lot of back and forth. At the end of the day, people don't just go out there and race to have fun. They want to try to be teammates with somebody to try to get somebody. So when Joe said, posed the question about would you race somebody that flashed their time, hell, it's the same thing. If somebody tell me you went 9-0, they're like, okay, they knew that for sure. Okay, so fuck it, I'm going to gamble on that 9-0, so I got to go there. You know what I'm saying? So basically the same thing, because they're predicting ETs. A lot of people always tell ETs. That's how all y'all do y'all grudge racing. Y'all sit there and say, all right, he got to go this because I got this. And, well, he got this and I don't have that. And y'all sit there and speculate, and then y'all come up with an ET that he can't go or possibly can go. You say, I can go faster. So it's the same thing technically to me, because everybody's always putting numbers out there. It's always this person with that, this person with that. It's always out there, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, whatever the hell y'all got, y'all do. It's always something about people talking about people.
But the fact of the matter is, it can always be a guesstimate of what a person goes. But the fact of the matter,
true.
If it shows that time on that board, that's what it is. That's just like Carolina no time.
I'm not
right?
saying that it's I'm not saying that even though you say, okay, for example, everybody knows. I'm going to give you a prime example of what they did with me once. I had a motor and it was going 10:30, 10:38, right? Best. That's all to it. Flat out, wide open. Then I decided, you know, I'm going to build something a little different. You know, all of a sudden, here it goes. I'm selling the motor, getting ready to sell the motor, right? The guy comes over here, I want to buy that motor. And I was thinking about putting something else together. No problem. I gave him a price. I told him. He said, how fast it go? I said, 10:38. I told him exactly what it was. Said straight out. Didn't lie to him, nothing. It is what it is. Sold the motor to him. He bought it. I went over there to help him put the motor in. His name was Dave Ferner. Everybody knows him. He's probably on the radio right now. Put the motor in the car. Helped him up, fired up and everything. He says, oh, everything was done. Okay, everything good. Look, oil pressure, everything good. We did it right in the garage. Took mine out, put his in. We put it right back, put mine back on the trailer, getting ready to go home. Okay, everything good? He says, yo, now you can tell me the truth, man. Tell me the truth how fast it goes. I said, I told you the truth. He goes, God bless that. No, but Herbie said you go 990s. I said, man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He bought the motor thinking, listening to them, and I'm telling him the dead-ass truth. He looking at me in the face. I said, yo, I didn't lie. I told you exactly where to go. He said, but they said. I said, well, whatever they said, but I'm just telling you straight out where it goes. And he thought, you know,
right. And
what?
Exactly.
They actually sold
exactly.
the motor for me. And I was like,
exactly.
I told the truth. It wasn't like I lied. But everybody's always got to act like, man, I heard, I did this, I seen this. With my
right.
And, you know, it's a sad thing when you turn around. You got these guys, man, he should go this. He got these parts, so he should be going that. You can't go by that
mm-hmm.
shit. If you go by everything on paper, your shit be flying like hell. You know, I used to listen to people tell me, take out this much weight and you're going to pick up this much, pick up this. Not everything works the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get to a certain level, that's it. Stuff started going, them times don't drop off like it used to. You know, when you were slower, maybe going 14s and stuff, sure, you can knock off a 10th here, 10th there, and all that real quick. Start going faster, and that shit don't come out like that no more. But you let guys go back, and I hate to say it, tell people, man, he going this and going that. And I know I was racing people and listening. If I'd have listened to them, half of the time I wouldn't have been having races, and half of the time I wouldn't have won because they were saying they were going faster than what it was. And then meanwhile, they were. You know, so that's what I'm just saying. It can go both ways, and we've seen it. I've been at a track, and they telling me some stuff, and this guy said, man, he been this fast. He's a, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you one day I came out there, and when I ran Little Wonder, and everybody said, man, I'm telling you, Joe, don't run him. You know, he's faster than that, whatever. And I'm not going to lie. Nobody bet with me. I bet my own money. I went on my own. Nobody think I can win, and I won. But it was close race, but I didn't think, you know, I didn't listen to nobody. I said, you know what, I'm going out there regardless. And that's how it went down. So all being said, if you keep listening to people, you'll never be able to know exactly, you know, that's my whole thing. And just like those times, I don't go by that crap. No way. So I understand. I respect the thing, though. You know, everybody's got their own opinion. But I was just trying to figure out what the, you know, pros and cons of stuff. I mean, if you listen to everybody, I mean, who knows? You know, everybody have guys. I remember they had a guy back in the day. They were trying to tell me the guy was going sevens at West Hampton. I said, man, come on, get the hell out of here with the sevens. Back then, it was unheard of, right? The first man went out there, and that was Freddie Brown. Freddie Brown ran away from the class. Freddie Brown was going 790s. Everybody else was going 860s, 870s. There was a quick eight back then. He was beating the whole class down. I said, I guess he ain't going that 790 like he said, huh? You know, and that's how it went. But, you know, you let guys go back, and they'll go back. Everybody's got to exaggerate. I know this, I know that. I know with my own eyes. You don't know. You just want to be seen and heard and act like you're relevant. And that's the bad part. Or just, I guess, it goes the same way. About somebody can tell you how much cubic inches or what they got in their cars. 9 times out of 10, they're just guessing. Not everybody tells everything. So, you know, that's the whole thing. I've seen that happen. Hey, I'm going to tell you an example. Somebody was at the track. I'm not going to call no names, but everybody was up there telling about he got this in his car and got that in his car. And I know for a fact because I walked up to it and I seen it. Because they was holding everything. No big deal to me. I seen it. I know it was a big lie what they went back and said. But I'm not going to call their name out. But I know that, and he actually grudge raced that day. But that's how it was, you know. But these lies go around, and if you believe them, that's on you. And that's why you wonder why these guys picking and choosing. Everybody's like, oh, I can't run him because he's going this fast. Such told me. That's a lot of race stopping there, too. Plenty of race stopping that. That's a cop stops a lot of this stuff. Because people got to go back and... And that's why you got guys right now trying to lock up. They actually, a couple of them tell me, I'm going to lock the race in the back line. Don't say nothing yet until the week of that I got that race because I don't want nobody stopping. I want to try to get another guy. And, hey, I got no problem with that. I ain't saying anything. So, I mean, there's a lot of races that people didn't even know about that was going on and it was already locked in. You know, nobody knew about the Malibu and the Chevelle. You would have never knew about that, you know. Look how much money they ran for. But that was already done. That was locked in. There was a couple of them that was locked in, and a lot of guys just, they didn't want to say nothing yet because they wanted to get another race locked in. And that's how it goes. But I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics because I see everybody chiming in. But you got anything else to say?
So, Joe, let me ask you a question, Joe. When Small and Raw come back out, can we go to Deep Waters with you?
When who go?
Small and Raw.
When who come out? Huh?
Small and Raw. Small and Raw, the Blue Nova.
Small and Raw. Oh, but listen, I know I ain't gonna say no parts, but let's just say it ain't the same like what I know, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I just let you know.
It's a yes or no. Don't start saying
I'm just saying, the only reason why I'm saying that because I don't want to say nothing on the show. That's all there is about that. And it ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. It ain't got nothing to do with the motor. It ain't got nothing to do with the motor. All right.
Ain't nothing to do with the motor. Interesting. Joe, you backpedaling, Joe.
Why?
You backpedaling.
No, but you guys put a thing in the magazine. No, wasn't a car in the magazine? No, I'm just saying, wasn't a car in the magazine?
That was like, what, years ago? Yeah.
Ah, but that's the problem. You don't listen. Okay, I'm just going to say it just like this here because it ain't hurting nothing. I'm not saying nothing about motor. But if you're going to have stuff, if you're going to change the car around, if it was something the same thing like it was, like all steel or whatever, it'd be something different.
It still is.
But if you turn around. No, it wasn't. It was on hardwood or whatever. I seen the whole thing.
I don't remember that.
I was like, yeah, they put it. Yeah, I told you, they put your name
out
there.
That's for the hood. That's for the hood.
Man, they showed the whole nose and everything, bro. Man, I seen the whole car. I'm telling you. Go look at it. I was like, oh.
That car was all, back then, the car was all steel, all glass.
I'm trying to tell you, I ain't never seen a fender molded with a bumper coming down like that. All right?
You sure? I can show
I'm
you a
sure,
couple
I'm telling
of
you right,
now.
They got his name on. Look, you don't have a chrome bumper. This ain't chrome. It was painted, and it was the fender and everything was molded all together like that shit that everybody comes down. And everything was together, one piece. Like, you know, something like that there, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you. I'll call Red Rock when I'm not going to run a chassis. I'm going to base it like a chassis thing compared to a, you know, a regular street car. You've seen what I had. But you know what? As a motor and everything else like that, I'm not saying I wouldn't run you. But I'm just telling you right now, something like that I got to be cautious on because I would not run a something lighter than what I think. And I'm willing to put, like I tell you before, I don't mind putting mine on a scale or whatever. You seen it. You didn't believe it. You didn't think I had all that in there. I still got the wipers, the blinkers, everything in it. Got the inner fender wheels, everything. Nobody believed I had all that in there, you know. But I'm just saying, everything works. But, you know, I just got to know where I can fit in, that's all. If I think I can go run you, you know, then I'll try you right there, you know. I'm not going to say I won't. But right now, I won't say nothing when I see something changed up like that. You ain't seen it in a while, and it comes back, and all of a sudden you see this here on the magazine, bro. I'm like, bro, you know, that's a no-no. You show, you know, when you show stuff, that's when you kind of, that's a no-no. Let's just say that. Some of you guys, I'm being real about it. That's supposed to be grudge races, but I'm gonna hit you off with something really real.
Come on, because I'm about to say something, but go ahead.
I'm going to say it right now. Some of you grudge racers that supposed to be grudge racers, ain't no secrets. Y'all showing every damn thing, and then you expect somebody to run.
So, okay.
I'm not going to say. Let me just show you something what I've seen. I've seen somebody decide to go out there and throw a motor up on a damn thing, where they at, sheet metal, everything come out. They're putting that in there. What is wrong with you? Why would you put and show all this? Why would you show this big killer motor that you put in, and then you're going to try to run people that you already had a chance with the other motor, now you're going to show something like that. I mean, that's supposed to be some kind of secrecy you're not supposed to tell your stuff. We ain't supposed to be talking parts over here, but this fool's going to put it on the Facebook. I mean, damn, boy, I said, if you didn't scare some people off with that, you crazy. You ain't supposed to be doing that. You want to race somebody, guess what? If you slide your piece in or whatever you do, you do. But to go out there to show off, it's like show and tell, and then they're going to tell, oh, he's scared of me, he don't want no part of me. I guess so, after what you just showed. What are you, crazy? That's what I'm just being real about.
But that's what I'm saying, though. How are you a true grudge racer if you showing and telling what you're running or what you got?
No. I'm not saying that. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to give you a prime example. Tori has ran plenty of people and been on 850 index. And when you ask him who he raced, then you're going to be surprised. Ray has ran plenty of people and show go up there. They only bracket race. They ain't trying to run all out. They run in the bracket, they keep that thing down, and you don't know how fast they go. So guess what? They ain't showing nothing. They show, if you want to turn around and you think what you see, you know, and you think that he got them, hey, that's on you. But, hey, that's their trickery to get you. So if you grab it, guess what? You grab the bait, that's on you. I'm not saying go out there. You know, my whole thing, if you're going out there and showing everything you got, you're a fool to race somebody. Because 9 times out of 10,
exactly.
We playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn around, you show me all queens, you know damn well I ain't going to bet you unless I got all kings or something, or aces. So I know you holding something back. I just got to make sure I can think I got you. That's all. So it's a little game playing there. But that thing that everybody else trying to say, no. Don't fool yourself about that. There's a trap to everything. So Ray-Ray, if you, just like Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray runs for big dollars, and he runs for, you know, decent-sized small plots. You know, he'll do a little bit of everything. He'll gamble. I've seen Ray-Ray was talking about running for reaction times on lights. You know, that's a gambler. That's the whole thing. That's the only thing I'm just saying. So, you know, some guys will run and some guys won't. But I'm just saying, if he ain't never showed nothing fast, damn, if I'm only showing you a 10-50 pass all that time, you wouldn't race me because I've been showing times since 10-50s? You wouldn't race me and you got a car that's going over the 9? You wouldn't do it?
No, I'm damn telling you, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. That's you. I got no problem. But I'll tell you right now, if I think
right.
I got you, shit, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to run you. I'm not going to back off you. That's to each his own. That's all I can say. You know, everybody's got their own way, you know. It is what it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can't, if you've seen something that went crazy astronomical numbers and it's going to actually make you show something, that's something different. If I'm talking about a guy that's showing nothing barely just to be, you know, racing with the throttle stops and all that bullshit on it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a guy going out there showing, you know, a crazy-ass number, and then you decide you got to try to run. I know I ain't saying that. I'm saying a guy that didn't show nothing. I'm basically, you know, like, oh, that shit's slow. But they basically honestly tell you the truth. They just running the bracket and just doing it. Like they say, sandbagging, that's all. That's all it is, basically. So hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up a couple more of these here mics right quick because I know everybody wants to chime in on it. 973-1637, your mic is open. 973-1637, your mic is open.
Oh, hey, Joe. I didn't mean to push it. This is Roberto.
Hey, what's going on, Roberto?
Yeah,
how's everything?
Okay, how you doing? I had the phone in my pocket while I listened to you on the way home, and maybe I
no
pushed
problem.
It by accident. So I'm going to
no
put
problem,
it on you, but I'll stay on. All right?
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Roberto, I never got
yeah.
to thank you every time, but everybody, this was Roberto. He helped me out. He got me the golf cart that time, and then I ended up, you know, he hooked me up. He had turned around from there, and I fixed it up, but big shout-out to Roberto for getting us a golf cart, a baseline, and we went from there. And for that was for the walk and everything. I really appreciate
yeah,
it.
You – there's no problem, Jordan, that you hooked it up real good. I'm glad I could help you.
No, I really appreciate it. It helped out a lot of people.
Right.
I can tell you that. When we auctioned it off, like the money went to lot of good people, a lot of good of our races. A couple of them are gone. But you know what? It was great that they got to get everything at the end, you know. Something like that, I can't even say thank you enough. So, you know. I appreciate it very much. You know,
oh, you're welcome. I know what. Yeah, I went to your weekend thing. I really enjoyed that with my son down there. You know, we had a car there. A couple people, I know somebody was talking about how he's an amateur. He ain't never been down the quarter mile. The car hasn't been down the quarter in 20 years, and mm-hmm. it had some problems. But we went there. We enjoyed ourselves. Next time we come back out, it'll be all right.
Okay.
You know?
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I was glad to see. I seen y'all, and I had to run back across the thing. I never got a chance to go over there, and thank you. All I can say is I'm glad y'all came out to support. That's all. And had fun.
Oh, yeah, they will be coming out, and I enjoy myself. And, you know, my little son got his stuff coming, so you know, we had a great time. We always do a good show. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can this year.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And okay. I forgot, too, on the 30th, I also got a DJ down there, DJ Stickman, that's Antoine. He going to be out there again. So I appreciate Antoine coming out there, helping out, too. I'm going to make a little something.
No problem.
Kind of having fun with it. You know, just like my whole thing is about it. This is no lie. Everybody knows what I said. I told my wife, when it ain't fun no more, I don't want to do it. That's it. That's when it ain't fun no more. I'm just being real. If it ain't fun, I don't want to do it. But right now, I'm having fun with it. I don't do everything everybody else do. Some people want to stop people from doing this, or some people try to put somebody else on a pedestal. And these guys, how can I say it? They're better, almost like they're saying they're better than you. I think everybody should be treated equal. When you come in there through that gate and you pay your money, guess what? You're just as good as anybody else. I don't care how fast you go or how slow you go. It doesn't matter. You're racing. Everybody's having fun. Antoine and them, the manager there, they raced two rental cars. They had more, how could I say, it was some excitement about that little race just between them, and they were a rental car now, and they went down through there, but they talked trash and had fun, and they bet money, and it was fun about it, and everybody laughed about it. And that's what the whole thing is. When these guys want to get out there and they call themselves grudge racers and start getting personal and all that, you just turn it off to a certain point. I'm just being real about it. It's about having fun with it. You should be able to race. I should be able to race you today, lose to you today, and then even if I turn around, I see you next week. If I decide to race you, I ask you again. We do it again or whatever. Either way, it will work something out. That's what it's all about. Not like a real, like a grudge. You don't want to talk to them. Got to talk about somebody, mama, that man, that crap there. Leave that junk alone. That's not my kind of racing. I mean, we talk trash, but certain personal stuff need to be stayed out. Until they do that, you won't have, you know, you just keep that out and having the fun with it. Everybody's always going to want to bet. Everybody's going to have fun about it. They don't mind going. These pots were growing like crazy in Gallant. You know, like we had the two Mustangs, Riverhead versus Belport. $7,500 a piece, $15,000 pot. We had the Chevelle versus the Malibu. Buddy Nix versus, Chris Langhorne from Virginia. And they ran for $5,000 a piece. You know, all steel, all glass, everything, you know, you name it, it's on the cars. Nothing gutted. They ran each other, had fun with it, laughed about it, no heartaches, no nothing. But you best believe they're going to run again. It's not the first time, and it's not going to be the last time. They talk trash, so, of course, they regrouping, and they're going to come back. Both sides are going to come back. That's what it's all about. These other guys, they turn around, they kill it. You know, and then you wonder why. They told, grudge racing is bad, is dead and all this. The reason why grudge racing is bad is dead and stuff with certain people because of the way you act. You know, you get a little personal with it, and nobody wants to be bothered with you. You know, we don't, ain't nobody want to. It's about having fun. You can talk trash to me, have fun. It's no big deal. But when you start getting personal and stuff, nobody wants to hear that. And it's the same thing. I'll say it right now, too. You know, I see Cliffy. He does his little thing, whatever. I see throw little jabs at this one, jabs at that one, and they throw back at him. You know, I see he having fun. I mean, but you know what? Sometimes I be saying Cliffy doing some stuff and actually drawing you guys into it, and you want him so bad, you do crazy stuff, and that's what happens. But
hey man, he's just a new age Bruce Styles, man. He doing the same shit Bruce Styles do. Draw you in.
Let me just tell you something. I'm just being real about it. Hold up. Let me just tell you something. I'm gonna tell you, and this is a guy.
Go ahead with it.
Everybody on here right now, when HD and them used to race you, or any of the big boys used to race you, Peter King, any one of them guys they raced, when they tell you be in that lane at 2 o'clock, your ass ain't 2 o'clock. I'm just telling you right now. You lost that DP. Now you got to put that money back up to go for another race. He playing by the book. He because everybody tried to play the game on him. So now you see he's playing it with you, and he's doing pretty damn good. I mean, you guys might not think, but hey, start adding it up. I think he's more on the positive side than the negative side right now. Even though he's only winning, deposits, he's playing the game. He's actually, and he's, everybody plays the game a little different than everybody else. I mean, you know, that's what, if you fall into the trap, that's on you. That's how I look at it. So that's what it all accounts to, you know. Everybody plays the game. If everybody plays the same game the same way, you know, it won't be. That's just like a bluff. Let's be real about it. You're playing poker. One man over there bluffed. One of them got the serious face and got the real stuff, and one of them might not have nothing. And that's all it is. You know, you just got to try to figure him out. You know, if you see what he said about James, he said he was not backing off of James. He thought James was bluffing. That's why you look at it. It's just one man's season started, and one man's season hasn't begun. That's what he meant by that. That's what he was saying. So if you catch on to it, you got to sometimes look at it, and everybody's got a little a different way they go. I know some of you guys like to holler and hoop and do all that cursing and crazy stuff. You know, you got some guys that just straight up and let's just do this here stuff. Kevin Hunt, let's just say right now, Kevin Hunt went over there and paid Cliffy 1, 2, 3. You know, hey, you got it. You went by the rule. That was the rule. You're right. But I'd like to lock you back in. Oh, now you got to have to wait for it because now Cliffy said, he ain't going out. He going to the next one. And now, what do? Do you offer him a crazy thing like 8-Ball did the other day? You know, I mean, you say one thing, and don't get me wrong, Cliffy actually proved some points out there because he had it taped, and so a lot of stuff that I was thinking that man, boy, you guys said all this and not. Some of the stuff Cliffy proved this point that it was not that way. So I'm just saying he's pushing y'all buttons and y'all keep doing crazy and crazy stuff. I wish I could push y'all button to go ahead and tell me you're going to give me a 9-1 odds. Man, I don't give a damn what nobody say. I'm going out there. If you turn around, like we were talking about 8-Ball give me everything in drag racing, if y'all turn around and say that 9-1, I'll say, I bet. I'm going. I'm telling you that right now. I would do it. I wouldn't care if you think I ain't got a chance. I'm going out there. My $200, man, to $1,800, let's go. You got to show me. Anything can happen. That's how I look at it. You might knock the tires. You might do anything. So I would have to do that. But he got underneath y'all skin so bad that y'all willing to give up crazy stuff. But you won't give it to certain other people. That's what I'm just saying. But all in all, it's all about how you play the game. That's all. Everybody plays a little different, the way they can do whatever, how they can get underneath you. And I think Cliffy's pushing y'all button so bad that y'all want him so bad. I kid you not. I'm just being real about it. I ain't gonna say he can beat you, but he got y'all right now. He got y'all praying for it. Now, how bad do you want him? How bad do you want him, Antoine? How'd you say it?
Man, listen. I want him like to scoot it in sweet pussy. But I'm going to tell you right now, Joe. I'm going to play his game on him. I'm going to play his game Watch how I do it. And watch how I do it.
I'm just saying, you know, you're pushing on him so hard, and, man, you guys want him.
No, it's all right. Hey, I'm going to play his game. I'm going to do him the same way he did everybody else. It's on my time.
Okay.
It's on my time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I ain't that type of person. You know, a lot of times I don't mind locking him up again because I want to race. But nah, I see where he's going. That's why I said he's a new edge Bruce Styles. He's doing the same shit Bruce Styles would do. So I get where Cliffy's coming from. I see the game that he's playing, and I understand that. Oh, shit, there's something in the fucker. So, okay, cool. All good.
But you know what? I'm not saying that, you know, he won't run. It's certain people
right.
To me. Certain people that I see that Cliff will just run. I don't know what it is, but like James.
What is it with him and OG Bobby and James? What the fuck is it?
I don't know.
He got. I'm gonna tell you. He got lust for them two. The same way Hassan got it for me. Real shit. Every time you turn around, he make a post.
Well, I ain't going to say no. Listen, I ain't going to say no lust now. I ain't going to go down lust. I ain't going to have no, I ain't going to say lust.
I'm sorry. I had to do it, Joe. I'm sorry. I had to say it. But I mean, when you were a Corona Shade Tree the last past 2 weeks, you see the photo grids that he be putting out there. You see how he put out James Carr. You see what he said about OG Bob. You see, man, we all see the stuff that he's simply doing. Yeah, he got a little tactics of what he's trying to do. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you, whenever he catches his first win, it's going to be a bad day in hell on Facebook. Do you hear me? these shows is going to go again. Why? I promise you.
Okay. Well, let me open up these couple more of these mics and see everybody hit me. 845-0695. Your mic is open. Whoops, somebody got... you got your window down, Antoine? I see a lot of
noise. No, that ain't me.
Okay, somebody's got an open window or something. But 845-0695. Let me try to find that mic. I got to find out who's got that noise. A lot of noise in the back. Let me see. Oh, that was Roberto's thing. Okay, I'm going to go to the next mic if I can't get it. 845-0695. Your mic is open. All right, I'll close him back out because he ain't saying nothing. No, let me make sure I open the next mic. I'll go to the next one. 347-1310, your mic is open.
Joe, I'm just listening right now.
What's going on, Sammy?
Samantha, what's up, Samantha?
Oh, shit. What's good, Sammy? Oh, shit. There's more... Don't tell me that's Pops on here.
Fuck you. Hey, Joe, so I mean, I ain't worried about Samantha. You know, I told you he's a dick with a mustache. But my question to you is this, Joe. My question to you is this. Now, are y'all willing to go back out there with me, with Cookie Monster?
Am I willing to go back
head
out?
Up? Yeah.
Well, I talked to Meat not that long ago.
Okay.
Basically, I got to see what the heck happened, because we did have a problem, if you heard, the car shut off.
I didn't, because I didn't even see the race.
Yeah, we shut off, it shut off, and stepped back on. We did three times. We trying to find out what the hell's wrong, car. We just wanted to do it. Let me tell you something. And so since you want to know something, we haven't tested at a track with my car. We haven't tested out a track with Phil's car. We just went out there and said, hell, are we here? We hit the cars on the street, and it felt good, so we said, hell with it, let's run. My car was the only car that went down the pass one time, and then we went out for
right.
money. Bill's car, as soon as he came up the trailer, he ran Carl Booker, and then he went for another race. That's how he did it. He said, hell with it. It's the same money that he gambled. What the hell? He ain't going to lose nothing. So he said, let it roll. We have a day to have fun. That was it. I told him I want to run. I don't care about what I want to hear everybody else saying. How fast the person is or whatever. If we think he can win, hey, what the hell? We look alike, let's go ahead, let's try something. It's not like looking at times. It was just looking at the car and say, well, we'll try that. I mean, I'll tell you right now, how many times we went out with Little Wonder. We lost both times. We didn't care. And we'll go back out again. I'm just letting y'all know.
I want you to go back out there with Little Wonder and Smaller Raw. Please do.
You can lock it in tonight if you want. That's how you do it.
Let me see when everything is going to be together.
You can lock it in tonight.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, because I want you to lick that bar of soap. That's what I want you to do, all right?
I'm just telling you. We will.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not bullcrapping. We go back out there, we have problems, and it is what it is. You can't give. And I always bet what I bet what I can afford, whatever, and that's it. We having fun with it.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have fun with that.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll go back out. We don't care. I know he ain't going to be able to go out on the Saturdays right now because of his new job, but Sunday on Memorial Day weekend, we go to deep waters, you know, just hell. We don't care about racing. We go to deep waters with it. We'll do it. That ain't no problem.
You being nasty right now.
No, that's how we was racing before was the deep waters we were supposed to be doing. We lost, we lost.
Oh,
healthy.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, we take the hand and
forget
come back and try to get
Joe, where's Pops at? That was Pops just now on the phone.
Uh-oh.
That's Pops.
Uh-oh. Pops? No, oh, no, he ain't here.
Oh. Who? So that's Antoine called me, Samantha?
Yep. That was Antoine.
What else would I call you to make all these goddamn famous movies and shit?
Antoine, can you get Jason to lock back in at Fred Wheelie's show? Fuck it. 1-on-5. He got 1-on-1. Fuck it.
What car, Sammy?
The same car that he got locked in with, because he's talking that I only gave him 10 minutes. Everybody's saying I gave him 10 minutes to get there. 4
o'clock. Hold on, let me call him. Hold on.
4 o'clock.
Hold on. I'm calling him right now. Hold on.
Fuck
hold
on. I ain't coming off the trailer either. I'm sick of him. Long Island.
Samantha, there you go. Samantha, there you go.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Off the fucking trailer, like I told you.
I ain't coming off the trailer. Fuck you. You
off
paid
the
whole out. You
yeah,
paid out
the
whole out.
You only gave
it's
me
my
20
turn.
Minutes to get ready. Motherfucker, off the trailer.
I gave
you up and him
I gave
up.
It 40 minutes. 40 minutes.
You didn't give
I
me
should
how
have
you give me 40
at 4
minutes?
O'clock. You paid off at 4:40.
We both went down at 3:55, so how was 4 o'clock? Come on, make it make sense, Sammy.
What say it again?
Run the man. We both went down the track at 3:55. So how that was 4 o'clock?
The man was in the lanes waiting for your ass. Until 4:40.
He wasn't in the lanes because... No, it wasn't at 4:40.
It was 4:40 when you could even call Fat Albert. Fat Albert's not going to remember.
Ask Fat Albert. They
I
called
remember.
Me at 4:15. He called me at 4:15. Fat Albert said, are you ready? I said, Fat Albert,
he
I'm
said
still
it so many times on last week, and then you finally called him and told him at 4:40, you called him and told him pay off. Those,
no,
those
he called me
I gave
back.
You 10 minutes.
He called me back. We can get you. Lock the fuck in for Fred Race off
look,
the trailer.
You
fuck
can lock in right
now.
1-on-5. 1-on-5, you got that 1-on-1. It's not off the trailer.
1-on-5 off the trailer. Why you can't come off the trailer? Why?
It's not off the trailer.
Why? Why not?
I don't want off the
tell
trailer.
Tell me why not. Exactly.
I don't want off that trailer.
You. Get your weak ass card in. You got the 1-on-1, bitch.
Oh!
Never been to that track. You know what? You come.
Never,
you come to Ireland. You got the 1-on-1. You got the 1-on-1, and we come off the trailer. Now talk to me.
I never been to that track either.
I'll come on motor, and I'll come on motor. How about that?
Listen, you weak bitch.
You can spray your shit to the moon. You can spray
April
your shit to the moon. July 9th.
You weak ass dud. Off the trailer.
July
9th. You got the 1-on-1.
I come on motor. You spray it to the fucking moon, and you got 1-on-1 off the fucking trailer. Now talk.
I'm not coming to your junk ass track.
All right, then. You paid out
you
whole lot, so go my
track,
way, or you ain't getting
track.
That fucking get back, bitch.
But,
now sit your raggedy ass in the corner now.
Keep on getting your little rental center
car. I own
your
ass.
Bitch,
your ass is mine. I own you.
Get your little rag.
I own the DMV, matter of fact. I
you don't own
the
shit. All you do is rent cars, bitch. You ain't beat nobody in the DMV. You ain't
hey, Sammy,
I beat everybody
that
lined up with me.
Sammy, you just pay punk out
this
Black Mass weekend.
I own
you
the fucking
punk
DMV.
Avon. You pay punk out
I own
Avon,
the fucking
bitch.
DMV. That's all I know.
Every car you put on me, I fucked up down the lot too, you weak bitch, you.
Remember, there
fact,
was none of my cars.
You get your weekend.
Remember,
you
there was none of my cars,
car.
Bitch.
You got everything.
Nobody beat
race.
None of my fucking cars. Nobody beat
you
none of my cars.
You get your
weekend
in the
car.
You got everything in drag racing. Now,
bitch.
Lock that line tonight. 1-on-5 or 1-on-10.
What is
tonight.
It? What is it?
You get your bitch ass in the car tonight for Fred's race. 1-on-10 or 1-on-5.
I
you got
get
everything
in, the car.
In drag racing.
I get in the
that's
car.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Bitch, you know I don't drive. Everybody knows I don't fucking drive, bitch.
Motherfucker, you drive. You drive.
So who's the bitch now?
You the bitch. You a weak bitch. Get your own shit, you dumb bitch. You.
I own my own shit. Let me see you line up
you
with
get mad. You
drive.
Get mad
I take,
because
I
you put, these,
to drive my
you put
shit.
These weak-ass cars on me because you think I'm a part of Bad Mouth Crew, you dumb bitch. You.
You said it on fucking Facebook. I'm bad mouth, bitch.
It don't matter. Bad mouth
somewhere.
Now you gotta do something. All you gotta do is come. Hey.
Now you sitting on top of the
crotch.
That motherfucker got no balls.
Come to Fred's race and I'll fuck you up and Night Train up, bitch. Now lock that in.
You ain't locking in. You ain't locking in.
Off the trailer, you got it.
You ain't locking in.
Get who gonna be the DP? Off the trailer.
Fuck
I get one and one.
This weekend comes before April 23rd. Let's go.
Get your ass to Woodstock.
I
told you to ask it.
Get yourself to
Dollison. I told you that. I'm in
shit.
Florida. You got enough help off somebody else. Get your shit together.
So you should get your ass in the corner then. Go hang up the phone. Go
you
enjoy
call,
your vacation.
You call me
go
out. You call me out, you weak bitch.
You
call me out.
You call
me out.
You don't want to talk your shit on Facebook. You weak bitch, you.
You just get mad because Top Notch on your ass. Now you call me out. But I'll run your bitch ass. I ain't scared of you. All you got to do is get
top
your ass in
the
seat.
Back
hey,
for life.
You got from now to April 23rd to get your ass in the seat. Now go practice. Go to Roy Hill Driving School, you weak bitch.
Hold your breath because I don't fucking drive. Hold your breath because I don't
you
fucking
drive.
Drive.
You drive. You drive. You drove before.
Down.
You drove before.
Hold on, you guys. I got to open up another mic and keep telling me open his mic. Hold on a second,
you
guys.
Mute his mic or get him off the show because he ain't locking in, Joe. He's sipping like a fish.
That's all y'all do is shake down you. You turbo clean bitch.
You shaky, fucking motherfucker, you.
All you got to do is shake down.
Hold on. You old dude, 2474.
The truth came out, you weak bitch. The truth came out.
You weak bitch.
The truth came out.
Hold on, y'all. I got Victor. Open this mic up. You got a lot of background noise. 202, 2474. You got a lot of background noise.
You're fucking Walter. You. Pay the man his deposit. You Walter.
Hey man, I can't say nothing because you keep talking. Goddamn.
Yeah, you got a lot of background noise in the back there. Chicken Ricky, you got a lot of background noise.
That's the radio, but hold on. I mean, I wanted to say, so I ate a whole Happy Meal waiting to say what I was trying to say, but I kind of forgot a little bit. So, but I'm gonna let them go. I'm gonna let them finish their little squabble, and then I'm gonna get to my question that I wanted to ask, based on something that you said a little while ago.
Okay.
But right now, I'm gonna go on mute today. Saturday.
Okay.
Nah, you good. You can talk because I'm done with that Walter.
Fuck that girl. All she right, don't want to lock in. No trick.
Wait. Who Walter? Somebody Walter on the bet?
Yeah, he owed a man $1,000 DP. He ain't paying.
Man, fuck all that. All I want to know, Tricky Ricky, how much do you want to bet with your car, that Camaro versus Jason Gray? How much can I bet you on the side? That's what I want to know. You went quiet on the post. How much can we bet?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The car he's running that Camaro. That Camaro that you sit there and try to run you want to run Bigfoot with is running Jason Gray for Deion Kennedy's race. How much do you want to bet, sir?
The Camaro that I'm trying to run, somebody with running Copperhead at Deion Kennedy. You talking about Welfare Willie
versus Copperhead. How much do you want to bet, sir?
I don't know nothing about that race. I wasn't involved in that.
Well, I'm
but
asking
I see you at the track.
Interesting. I'm back on mute.
Yeah, you should be.
Next.
Joe, what I wanted to say, you said something about people showing pictures of motors and stuff on Facebook, deterring people from running them. Is that what you were saying?
No. I'm saying somebody got a lot of background noise in the back. You can barely hear. Who got? Let me. I'm gonna just hit some mics right quick. Hold on a second. Let me see who got that mic. Got all that noise. Can barely hear.
Hey Jason, was there? Did y'all agree on an amount?
He said 25 or better.
Damn it, your mic. You gotta. You, I think you're on a speaker. Or you too close to the computer.
Did you hear me?
Damn it, it's your. Yeah,
yeah,
it's whatever. You're close to something. Okay.
That's what I was told. I was told otherwise. Also, so I don't. Look, she's right here.
But,
hey, y'all call me back when somebody
want to
lock in.
Yeah. Tricky Ricky. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what happened. This is what happened. I'm not gonna say who motor was. But say you turned around and you showed me a low deck before, whatever, right? A low deck convention head, then you're going to go out there and you're going to show me a big chief motor you're putting in there. I think that's, and then you're so stupid, now you want to try to run the same guy over. Instead of not showing nothing and just going out there and, you know what I mean? It's the same car to car. So now you don't show the motor.
Did that happen, though?
And show where the place is.
Did it physically happen?
Well, that's fool, you know what I mean? Now the guy is asking, want to step to him. So once you do that, now you can't even say, you can't say yes and you can't say no. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to
say,
so you just figure that out.
Reason,
you don't
the reason
want to
why I'm asking that is because you got a lot of people that assume they know what a person got. So somebody will just throw some shit out there to go along with the assumptions of what people are
already putting on. No. The other person did it already. And I'm saying to myself, now... When you, okay, say you came around, we already had our steps. Now, all of a sudden, you said you're going to come the same way, but I'm steady going around it, not saying anything. Won't lock in, but I won't say, but I'll lock in, but I'm not going to say that. Problem is right now. So, you know, then you wonder why you can't get a race, saying that nobody wants a race. Look, we had three or four guys that done turn around and said they couldn't get a race down at Gallant, right? And matter of fact, one of them's going to be one of the guys coming on tonight because he said, he wasn't there with his car, and he wants to lock him in for whenever he wants. I'm going to let him get on here later on. That's Kenny with the Duster. They said because they keep calling him out, so he's tired of it. So, but he wasn't there with his car. So, meanwhile, the guy said he couldn't get a race down there, which I didn't understand because if you wanted to race down in Gallant that day, you could have got a race. And that nobody wanted to run them. I'm saying myself, I can't see that one happen. I know there's too many guys out there that were looking for action, so I know, especially the car I know, you know. So I was like, nah, I don't believe that one.
I got you.
So that's the whole deal. But I just that was the whole thing. But back to my question, would you race a man that you've seen post a time before?
For me, I don't see what the real big issue with that is, because I've done it for years, class racing and grudge racing at the same time. And my response to that was I said over and over, people want to race you based on what they see you put on the board because they feel like either that's all that you got or they faster than what you show them. So to
okay.
a point, it really works in your favor, especially if you fast.
Mm-hmm.
But other people use it as a gimmick of if I show my time or if I run so-and-so, then somebody can put an estimate on what I run. True to a point, but false at the same time, in
okay.
my opinion.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, I know some people say it, you know, some people get out of the way just – not being able to run that person because they don't know what's going on with the car. That's how I felt.
And to Antoine, I'm not going to bet you nothing. Matter of fact, I'm not going to bet you Nathan on Welfare Willie and Jason. I'm going to get you when you run CJ.
Man, do both. Do me a favor, do both.
No. I said what I said. I'm going to get you when you run CJ. That's if you
your week behind couldn't even. Your week behind could barely bet $200 with your man. You could barely bet $200 with your man.
No.
That you call your man. You get
No.
Listen,
man. I'm doing a U on you. Listen for a minute. it wasn't that I couldn't bet. I wasn't going to bet, but it's so much because I was already in the process of doing something totally different while I was at the racetrack. So my money was kind of tied up. I had more than enough.
I don't give a damn about Tom, Dick, Harry, Susie, what the fuck ever. You could have bet more than $200. You run your fucking mouth on this damn show all the damn time. Bet some more fucking money. When I run CJ, you said whatever I come out of my pocket with is what you're going to cover. So make sure you're a man.
I've never told you anything.
You're a motherfucking liar. You're a motherfucking liar. Because we could go back on this show, and I can go back in here and replay what you said. Whenever you come out of your
home,
hold on. We can go back, and I can pull it up, and you said I took
it up
because I only bet. No, I'm going
to
finish because you always talk too fucking much. Set your dick beaters up, and I'm going
to
say what I got
to
say. You said I took them out, then whatever the hell I pull out of my pocket, you're going to cover. So what I'm going to tell you is make sure you cover everything I pull out of my pocket, and I mean that shit. I'm
back
on
this show and pull it up. Now, y'all running on Memorial Day weekend, right?
You and DJ gonna run on Memorial Day weekend. Yes, yes. And Tricky Ricky, since you're talking so fucking much, bet $1,000 on the fucking side, you weak bitch. Now bet it. Now it's locked on my end. You don't talk me to death.
Are you upset? You big man?
No, because you talk so much shit, you got your mouth in so much shit.
I'm
so step to me like a man and bet $1,000 on the fucking side. Don't talk me to fucking death.
Well, first of all, you're not even bet. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't even want to bet me that when you lined up next to me. So what the fuck I look like betting you $1,000 on somebody else's race?
What the fuck is you talking about, man? The pot was $300,000. What the fuck is you talking about? Man, I don't give a fuck about what you talking about. The only reason why you took that race because you had to give me any fucking way. So step to me like a man, bet me a fucking $1,000 or $15 or $2,000 on that fucking race and shut the fuck up. If you ain't trying to bet that kind of money, shut the fuck up and don't call my name.
I tell you what, you want that kind of bet out of me, and you run me with your shit. Run my car.
Well, that tells me that you don't have
soul.
That tells me that you don't have no faith in your team.
Because
at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. When any one of them cars out of bad mouth crew come out there, I don't mind taking anything I got in my fucking pocket.
You run me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just like I told you. Just you said
so that tells me you have no confidence in your man. So that tells me that you, so what I'm telling you is this. The same way you can't bet $200 on that Jason Gray and Welfare Really Race, you can't do none of this other shit on the side, man. So that's the shit I'm talking about. You pick and choose the best you want to use. So what I'm telling you, man, listen. Joe, listen to me. Whatever he comes up with, we'll cover it. It don't matter. I want everything he
said.
If he stick to his, listen.
You said you're gonna put 50 people up.
Hey Joe. Hey Joe. I'm gonna tell you how much I can't stand him. Listen, Long Island. Listen, he can dig in his 401k when I fuck him. That's how much I care.
Cover what I got, so we'll cover what I got. Which one is it, man?
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Me and my brother own ODB, so
it doesn't
matter. It's covered. So what does it matter? Okay, I'll cover it. Okay, it's not even. Listen, the money ain't an issue. We run for what we run for. Y'all want to run for that little thousand because you ain't cover no more. The same way y'all went doing Bigfoot. Hold up, fat up. I don't give a fuck about no text message you got, but hold tight. See, this is the shit that I'm talking about with y'all weak motherfuckers. This is the shit that you talking about. And anybody that texts you fat, I don't fuck them. Watch this. See, y'all weak motherfuckers with people locking Bigfoot for $300,000, but quickly just the other day on live feed, you want me to run his race for $2,500. But y'all wouldn't get that pile up for the Bigfoot race, but you want to do it with me because I'm an inexperienced driver. Y'all kiss my ass. I'm getting off here.
Why are you mad?
No, I ain't mad because I can't stand this motherfucker. So I tell you this because my mouth has no cut cards. My mouth has no cut cards when it comes to you. This is the top side of me. But what I'm telling you, when it comes to you, your dumb ass, I have no cut cards. I don't give a fuck. I've cut it deep. I'm just telling you this.
I'm fine with it. You ain't got no cut cards.
When the truck
if
is
that, no,
listen.
If you really
listen,
ain't got no cut cards
when
with
the
me,
truck,
then line up beside me and bet that same money.
Man, fuck you and your doo doo brown, your ratty ass trash can car. I don't give a fuck about that shit, man. Goddamn, your car is a motherfucking goddamn joke. You think I give a fuck about you, man? Motherfucker, go ahead some damn where with your damn jolly rod.
You worried
can't
about
pisses and shit. Fuck out of here, man. Listen, I don't give a fuck about
you.
I don't give a fuck about you. But the best thing you can do is bet that money. Just shut me up. Beat my pockets. I told y'all that.
I just said, bet me that money against my car. You won't run.
No, because you make it seem like you can't support your mans and
so
bet
you
that bag with your mans.
Up.
I bet. Listen,
you
we bet with our bags.
You
standing right now. What it sound like to me? What it sound like to me right now is y'all got a dysfunctional team because you can't bet. Any other time where you quit to bet or quit to do this, quit to do that, throw subliminals on Facebook, throw that subliminal shit in the pot. Throw that money out of your pocket. Get all the money you make from now to make money first. Listen. This is what I want you to do. I want you to get all the money,
you
can get from now to May 31st. All of the damn fucking money that all the kids give
you
shit.
You only lost $200 to me. Is that what you did?
Son, I wipe my ass for $200. You think I give a fuck about $200? What I want you to do is this. I want you to go ahead and get all the money you can get from now. Fuck up and listen. I want you to hear me. All the money, all the money you get, all the money that you can get between now and Memorial Day. Let me shut the fuck up and listen. All the money that you get from right now to May 20th, the Memorial Day. I want you to take all that
money.
Well, we are. I ain't going there. But I want you to get all that money together and just come to you.
Hold on. Hey, Antoine, let me get this
shit
straight.
I'm not here talking about getting some money up again. That's all you keep talking about, getting some money up. Who cares? The owner of ODB is me and my brother. I don't give a fuck about you. So come on with it. Antoine, I guess he's screaming about all this about what Rick don't want to bet.
Guess what? His money is his money. I tell you what. You
I don't give a fuck
about,
about his.
Hold on. Excuse me. Can I finish?
Come on with it.
How about that?
Come on with it. Let's hear it.
Talk about you want to bet $1,000 or $2,000 over this and the next. Let me ask you something.
That's
are you
what
trying to bet?
I just said.
Listen. Once again, you said what you trying to bet. Then you come back with we.
Listen, CJ. I already told you get the check up. I already done told you raise the pot. You won't do it. I done told you that.
This
it was going to be $2,500
more. This is the thing, Antoine.
I'm not trying to hit none of them.
Hold on. I'm gonna make sure. Let me clear this up real quick. I'm gonna make sure I got it right. I remember CJ saying that his pot is only bet by him. whatever y'all do on the side is on the side. I remember him saying that. He did say that.
I don't give a fuck about that. We can rate. We can do it more. I'm telling you, do more. What the fuck do you think I'm saying? I actually want to talk to somebody who's going to bet with their team, not phone like a quarter.
motherfucker, if you shut the fuck up and listen, we're going to get a mess. Man, if you fucking quiet.
Oh, no.
You
I'm pulling you on you.
You can't
tell me that you can't tell me that.
Listen,
man.
His personal money as he keeps talking about he got.
You kept telling me
at
the lot CJ was going to change his motor, and you didn't give a fuck if he changed with my motor in his car. So if he put my motor in his car, he would put it for 1,000. You did say that.
That is not what the fuck I said. You dumb motherfucker.
The motor been in the car.
Tell him what it is. You said, hold up. You said you don't give a fuck with my motor in his car.
Exactly what you said.
Rick,
you done said it multiple times. You done said it on this show.
Damn, man. Just bet the money. Fuck all that shit you talking, Rick. He ain't going to do no back out the race anyway. It don't matter.
I want to know if that's what he going to do.
Man, Rick, don't nobody want to. Go ahead, listen.
If he come that way, would you bet 10,000?
Yes!
Man,
well, I tell you what. I tell you what. Let me say. Antoine, how much you want to raise the pot? Let's get this shit.
Listen, fat out, but real simple. We can raise to another 1,000, minimum. It's all you got to say is lock. I know his words good. Just say lock. That's all he got to do. And
no,
I'll
tell you what we do. Let's just put the – I tell you what. You want to run with 2,500. Let's just send – Fat Hour or Long Eye Joe, the whole complete 2,500 right now. If you don't run me, you lose that 2,500.
We can do that. I'll do that as soon as we get off the show. Ain't a big
idea. Well, y'all done already saved 300 apiece, so.
Nah, I'm going to lock the whole
paddock
because he's not going down the track shop. I already know that. I got six motherfuckers to tow down the race, so let's get that paddock.
Hold up. Who's not going down the track?
Let's get the pot up. We're going to lock the whole motherfucker pot. It says you want to get it up.
That's not an issue.
Oh,
I want to hear everything you said.
Antoine.
You said who's not going down the track?
Antoine, all that
hold
shit
up,
you
no.
talking about. I'm not Rick.
I'm not Rick.
Ain't no ho-ho-ho. Get such
this.
A little faggot ass down
this.
Somewhere.
No,
ain't
go
no ho-ho-ho.
Ain't no faggots over here. Chill with that bullshit.
Yes, it
dude,
is,
I'm
too.
Now,
I'm keeping it in 100. I'm going to take all this bullshit.
DJ.
You're doing way too much faggot, dog.
Nobody no fucking faggot.
Then you talk about me faggot my wife and all this other shit, dog. I tried to lock you in with her way before when for what 300,000 or 500,000?
I'm not
going to do
listen,
that.
TJ, I'm not.
I raised and bet what I decided to race and bet. This is my operation. I do what I want to do. And no motherfucking body tell me what to do with my shit. Nobody. I'm not you. I'm not no fluffy. I'm not going to sit up there and own some shit, and you ain't got no say so well because you don't. So shut your punk ass up and sit the fuck back somewhere and tell you don't
raise
somebody.
I ain't sitting the motherfucking thing there because you ain't making nobody
hey,
sit up.
Say it again, Joe.
Y'all just want to raise it 1,000 and be done with it.
Man, listen here. I'm going to prove to him, and I want all y'all there. Watch what the fuck about to happen. The boy is a sucker. The boy ain't about this life, man. I'm just sick of it. But I'm glad he got some balls to go out there.
I
wouldn't get some balls to sit in that seat. He want to jump on her. He want to jump on everybody else. I want to jump on the right one when he get in that seat.
Why wouldn't I fucking go out there with you? Why wouldn't I?
You're not going out there. Your truck going out there. So stop saying you,
so
dog.
So what the fuck does it matter? We own that. Listen, me and my brother own that truck. I don't drive. So what the fuck is the issue?
You own it, dog. It don't matter.
Okay, so what the fuck does it matter to you? Who the fuck drives it?
You going to find out. You going to find out.
Okay.
All right.
It's like you
said. Hold on. Let me move on, y'all. Hold on one second. Let me open up another mic. Hold on one second, guys.
I ain't got nothing else to say about this race from here until fucking Memorial Day or Labor, whatever day it is. This shit like take time on things, so I'm about to do this motherfucker.
Hey, Joe, you know all this time I've been waiting to get on, I hit the zero button instead of the one button. God damn. I'm like, damn, Joe going to open my mic up?
My blood pressure shot up.
Both of y'all blood pressure went up. Hey, go in there and go take a tablespoon of vinegar. Y'all be all right.
Vinegar.
I got something else that's a little better than that vinegar.
Hey, Joe, their blood pressure up so high. Get the tablespoon. Drink a goddamn half a cup. Good gracious, man.
I ain't going hot dog in there. Hot dog, so I got too much hot, man. So, you know, I got to do shit to keep going.
Oh, man.
I'm on my second half meal. Yeah.
I know, boy.
Man, I had everybody texting me, man, doing that little 20 minutes. Good. I couldn't read all the texts.
I bet. Hey, look. I bet there's a lot of haters that's texting, a lot of motherfuckers that know what's up. But it is what it is. I just can't wait for that day come.
Yeah.
This is what I was saying. He done said multiple times that he don't give a fuck if CJ put my motor in his car. And we had this.
Rick, don't nobody care about all that. Don't worry about
that motherfucking
thing.
He said to me at Galat that CJ was going to change his motor to run him. And I asked him, what make you think he's going to change the motor to run
you? That is not what I said. Stop lying your ass off, man. You lying to motherfuckers.
You did say that. Nigga, we had an argument about this shit in the stadium.
I ain't gonna mess with him no more. I ain't gonna ask him to risk.
Wait, who would you? Wait,
who would you want more than anybody else right now to race? If you had a chance to race somebody, who would you want to race the most?
I want to race that fucking punk motherfucker OC from Mount Vernon.
Oh.
Because he keep calling me and calling me. I'm calling him, but he ain't got no heart.
Oh. Wait. OC? Okay.
Yeah, OC with the Monte Carlo. I ain't even thinking about Cliff no more. It's water under the damn bridge. It is what it is. Ah, yeah, you shocked at that one, huh?
Uh-huh. I thought he'd be going at the Cliff again.
Nah.
Well,
I'm going to let that kryptonite go.
I know. You told me, you said, I don't know what it is. He got something on you that he got you.
Yeah. I might need to go stick my feet in some bucket of water or something.
You can do like Richard Pryor, huh? Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But, hey, since I'm on here right now, if a car had showed some, say, you know, ran that 1090 index or whatever, he said he wanted to run you,
mm-hmm.
would you run him? Would you run it?
Probably not.
The time? You wouldn't run him?
Probably not. Probably not.
Okay.
I ain't going to say I would or I wouldn't right now. Right now. Ah, shit. Who knows what the hell I might do?
No, I'm just saying, if you know the Colony Show 1090, 1100, or whatever, you wouldn't run them.
I probably would. Who knows? Like I said, who knows?
Okay,
wow.
So I'm just saying, some people just won't. Because the guy showed any kind of a time. Look, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you straight out. I jumped into a track one day. They had a bracket. I just wanted to go and make a pass. They had no times there, so freaking, I ain't gonna lie to you, I put on my window 11-0s. I wanted to see how the car run going down, so that went up in there. I just put 11-0 on the car and I went down the track. It is what it is. I just wanted to see if the car can make it down.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And you know, but does that hold me back from racing anybody, or somebody held them back from running me? You know, I didn't think like I showed something. All I did is want to go out there and make sure the car's all right. You know how many guys went to a test and try to go to a test and tune shift? They ain't got no test and tune session. And they tell you, only thing we got bracket. So you turn around and you go dial something stupid in just to make sure you're okay. Just to go in, you're not even fast or nothing. You just want to see if the car get off the line or if it's going to the right or whatever, and that's it. But since you showed time, now people say, oh, you showed time. But I didn't show anything, and being real about it, but I still had a race later. It wasn't like I did anything. I'm not saying showing something crazy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So that means any time a man showed time, regardless, you don't want to care if you race him or not. So that's what you got. Most of you guys are saying. So that's what I was just looking at. And don't get me wrong, I want to tell you everybody what I'm doing. And like I said, I'm not mad at you what you do, but I'm going to actually do a class that I'm going to actually, I don't care if they show times before, whatever, but say if they're a 5-inch bore space, each guy's a 5-inch or better. I mean, no bigger than a 5-inch. I don't care if they show times before. They ain't going to see times on there. I don't care about their weight, whatever they do, whatever they can take off, and nothing will be shown. And I'm going to let everybody else know that some of these guys have shown times. So if you don't want to get in, you don't want to get in. A lot of these guys got these weight restrictions and everything else on when they go run these classes. And so I just want to try it out. I want to see how it works out because I know a lot of guys all of a sudden want to run. But to be real about it, you know, just like back in the days, everybody knew Castellano raced for money. And, you know, it's no big deal. It wasn't nothing, no secret about it. Even if he ran pro mod, he still would race for money. You know, those guys that did it all the time. But they was at a certain weight, and that's it. Now I want to just be able to let everybody just be able to have no restrictions, see what the baddest shit there is. And that's it. But no time slips will be shown. That's what I want to do. No time slips, nobody get nothing. So you just go with the best you can go and go from there. And they wanted to actually bet every round. So that's what I'm planning on doing.
Okay.
So it's coming, And,
open up.
But I'm gonna open up
Marcus' mic. Yeah, Marcus texting. So I'm gonna open his mic up.
Hold on. All right. 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, I just wanted my mic. I just wanted my mic open before the show, you know what I mean, when you can't open it up. I'm going to go back on mute. I got some background noise. I appreciate
it.
Oh.
No problem. You got
it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
I'm opening up another mic. Hold on, you guys. I got to make sure I open up a couple more of these mics. Make sure everybody get in. 301-4533, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? How is everybody?
Can't complain. Hanging in there.
Hey, what was the topic? I just got on.
The topic is like,
would you race a
would
car
you run
that showed time?
Oh, no, not me. No, sir.
Okay.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
So just tell me something. Tell me, listen to what I'm just going to say. I'm going to say this here. If you pulled in with your car and a guy looked at your car and said, ran that, and say, for example, he went 10-20s or whatever, and he asked you to run, you wouldn't run him, huh?
No.
He showed his time.
I'd be showed time. See,
even if he only showed something real slow.
I don't care what he showed.
If he showed time, I ain't got no interest.
Okay.
Because this what happened to me, Joe. I raced somebody, right? And then they went and lit the boards after the fact. So everybody that I, you know what I mean? Everybody got an idea of what I run because he lit the boards after, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not giving nobody no ideas on what I run or what I'm capable of running. Because it's money, math, and mystery. So why let my game out or give these guys idea? And you know what I mean? That's just the way how I feel.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, ain't nothing you can do if they like the boys after you, but you live and you learn.
Yeah, that's true. Don't get me wrong. I know what you're saying with that, but say for example, like Tori's on here right now. He likes the board, but he grudge runs, right? But he don't like, you know, he goes at 850 index or whatever. That's what he does. But he does grudge race. But he ain't gonna be lighting the board up. So he does a lot of the races that he races, guys. He's been grudge racing a lot of people, but he don't turn around. You're not getting no time slip when you're ready to run him. And he's not getting no time slip. That's how it goes.
I'm gonna see all the people that he running. They run him because they see him on 850. They feel like they can beat him.
A lot of background.
Something wrong with your phone. A lot of background noise. We couldn't hear you.
Maybe that's me.
Okay. We hear you now. What'd you say now, Avon?
I said a lot of them people that he's running, they were saying that he's getting, he'd be more than likely getting because they see him going 850 or running that 850 index. That's why they're jumping on him. And he probably cleaning up, too. I don't know who it is that you're talking about, but I'm sure he's cleaning up.
He's damn good for himself, I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Joe.
Damn good. Yeah. So that's what I'm just saying. I see a lot of guys, like Ray Ray and them, they will race and do the same thing. I mean, I hate to say it, but I see a lot of cars sitting around that could be grudge races, but they can't grudge race because they said they had to flash the board. But they never flash nothing, you know. I'll just say it like this. I know guys that got nitrous on their car. They won't run nitrous. They run the motor and just run the car and run in a bracket thing. They might not show that much, but they'll run for the money. When you come run, you want to run for money, guess what? No problem. But we ain't getting no slips. That's how they do. It's not like they're getting a slip. It's not like you're going to get a slip. When you run them, you run them. That's it. We going out there, and that's it. Nobody gets a slip, period. That's the only thing I'm just looking at. It's a double standard. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand what Avon's saying, that the guy lit up the board, but these guys are not – they're not grudge. Those guys ain't grudge runners. I'm talking about a guy that grudge runs. Would you run somebody that only lights up the board, but he grudge runs also? Would you do that? That's what I was talking about.
But you know what's crazy, Joe? You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
People say, which I'm not against anybody's opinion about it, but people say they won't run a man that flashes time, but a man that flashes time will run those people that don't flash times. Because they obviously like, okay, I don't feel like that car fast. I don't give a shit if he flashes time or not. I'm going out there to fuck him up with a bracket car. You know, but it, like you said, it's double standards. You know, everybody has their own opinion. But people that don't want to run the bracket car that flash time, that bracket racer will challenge you and say, I don't give a shit if you don't flash time or not. I still don't think that shit fast enough. And that's just what it is. So it's a back and forth thing.
We had a guy over here, Richie Rizzocchi, bracket race, but he was held on his damn tree. And he would run for money all day long, but never show times. Nobody ever knew how fast that car was. Never.
Hey, Joe.
Hmm? Uh-huh.
So why do they have a rule you can't show time if y'all gonna run time cars?
No,
you know what
I'm
mean?
Talking
if
about.
You know where that rule came from? That's that down south. They came up with that 12-year you can't show 12-year rule. That's where that came from. But all right, let's just say you took a whole year off not showing time to get in the grudge game, and then you lock somebody in, and then next thing you know you say, and then after you race him, everybody be like, man, he showed time, I ain't gonna race you. So you done fucked your whole year up not showing time, trying to get races and stuff over somebody that did show time. Because a lot of people ain't going to be honest and be like, man, I showed time. You know what I mean? You still want to run? You know what I mean? Get a guy the option of saying yes or no. Because
hey, no, that's
you know,
right. And
that, if Marcus on here, he could vouch for me too, because it happened to him. He raced a guy and they went and showed time. After the fact.
Let me out. You just got me.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
you good.
Check this out. Let me give you a pin on that. I think that this question applies to the level of racing that grudge person is in the game. Because if you got a car that flash time, if you got a time, because everybody look at a car, you can figure out where it's at. If they say they can't, they just don't know what the fuck they're doing. But if your car flashes a time that is perceived to be faster than what acknowledged that they think I go, then I'm not going to race it. If it's a car that flashes a time slower, then I'll race it. I've done it. I'll race a car that flashes time. Like, I was going to run the line. He flashed times all the time. He was giving me a spot, and time he's fast was faster. But he was giving me a spot. Porterhouse and DeLon raced. Porterhouse was a grudge car. Raced DeLon heads up with Tory driving. It depends on the level of the game. Now, if you're at the top of the game and you can't get no races and you just want to gamble and a class has to come out there and say, I'm faster, shit.
Let me say this. Tony Bynes, they asked him would he run a car that showed time. He told him, hell yeah, if I can get that money, Tony Bynes done ran cars that showed time. He'll tell you, no, I'd be cheated.
Rock,
if he had that money.
You know, it all depends. Some cars got them, what they call it, the throttle stop. They got them bracket cars that got them throttle stops on. They got all the weight and all that other shit. So hell yeah, if you want to get somebody ass,
hell yeah, look what I said.
Yeah, damn,
hell yeah, if I can get that
shit,
money,
happens,
if he run 850 and I run 830, and he want to run for 2,500, 5,000, you goddamn right, I'm gonna run his ass. Hell yeah, I don't give a shit. Come on, you putting that money up? Shit, hey, I'm gonna so get fed that out. So what if that stopped you from running other people? That's a lot of things. What if you race him, you get the money, you race him, you get it, and then you go to race other people, and they say, well, you race the car show time, I don't want fool with you. You was going to race them anyway.
Let me flip the question on you.
Hold on, Mark. Let me answer it. It's no different, Avon, than you trying to lock me and you trying to lock in, and you got every Dick, Tom, and Harry on the back line stopping the race, talking about time. What's the difference?
Hey, if they talk about time,
that's what
on
I was saying.
I don't get involved with that because I don't never hear that part. That's why, you know what I mean? That's why I always ask questions. That's why I always ask questions.
Joe said in the beginning, a couple of guys locked in, but they told him, what did they tell you, Joe? Don't announce it. Don't say nothing because they know people get to talking and it's going to stop the race from happening.
Stop the race.
Don't tell them about it. We locking in.
What would y'all do if it's kind of like an accident happened at the track and the track mistakenly flashed the time? It's happened. It happened to my uncle. Were you going to sell your car right afterwards?
Matter of fact, it happened last year to Tron Barrett. He ran Franklin State. The clocks went off by mistake. Showed his time. Good point, Mark.
It happened at Cavalry, too, Fat Albert. How does that work?
Well, what happened with Chevron was when the clock had flashed, he couldn't get nothing. He couldn't do nothing. All he could basically do was go in Carolina no time, where they take class cars and no time cars. That's what happened.
All you could do, ain't nothing you can do. All you could do is cry and go home.
There's nothing you can do. That's right, cry and go home. It was an accident or a malfunction. There's nothing you can do.
But in the same sense, if you know, see, that's the thing. When you got these grudge events, you want that board to be off anyway. So it don't even flick enough.
Well, that's
but
what
the
I'm trying to
thing
say.
Is,
okay,
but
and,
the
and
thing
a grudge
is, but
when you get ready to go to grudge event, now you know that car done flashed times before, but it didn't flash that day. But I'm just saying, now you're going out there to run them. But is at a grudge event, you're not getting a ticket at all. I don't want nobody even to have a ticket. When you go by side with them, I don't even want you to have a ticket.
What's messing the grudge events is the test and tune cars that want tickets. It shouldn't be tickets at all the whole day. That what it should be, just no tickets at all. Test, tune, whatever.
I know what you're saying on that one, but I remember that. They cried so bad. I mean, everybody was crying so bad that when I went to do one of those like that, no tickets at all.
Uh-huh.
They said they don't know where they're going at, and they supposed to be running somebody for money. And I'll never forget when I told Larry one time, shut everything down. Now, when we went to, everybody can remember this one. We did Capitol. We had a thing to cover the monitor screen. So after you went down, we don't want nobody to see the monitor or nothing. No tickets whatsoever after you raced and everything. And that was it. That whole screen was black. So nobody could say that this one did that one did that. Boy, let me tell you, the guy said he thought he went through the quarter and came back. He looking for a ticket. You did a grudge run. You can't get a ticket. He wanted to go up there. We can't go up there because Joe covered up the monitor. Boy, it was, oof. I'll never forget. Monster had got a cover for me for the monitor and all. It zip up. You could not see anything. All you had was a one light or the red light, green, the light, that's it, and that's it. You didn't even know what light you cut. You didn't get no ticket, period, for the grudge event. That was what happened when one of the guys there, they had a pretty decent money run there, and they had a heart attack about it. Only one guy was the problem, the one that did it. He actually, he lost, and he wanted to know how fast he go. No, I'm sorry. And that was it. That's what we had told him ahead of time. But that's, some of them like to stay with
the concept. I think that's a perfect thing to do, Joe. Fuck that. With the data that's in these cars, you can look at your data and see how fast you went. But getting sick, that's a problem that nobody can ever fix unless you just wipe it out. Because I ain't even the one to say it, but keeping it 100, you got to pick what track you do your grudge races at, because trust me, as much as when I get down south, them boys want to get my ass bad because I talk shit to them. And you don't think they got some friends around at that track? And maybe you got some cousins in the tower, want some of them cussy bumpkins and want a couple extra dollars, take $1,000 and cut them up. So, you better
just
want to
drink
all of those things around it.
Avon said that happened to him and Marcus, and they still racing, which is very grateful. That shit happened to Tron, and it happened to Ron Wayne and Obama, and neither one of them cars raced ran since. They might have been testing somewhere, but they ain't run nowhere. So
the truth behind it is, shit, them tracks, you don't know who you race. I give you not. Right after I ran the last dude was the old Showtime, that motherfucker came and told me exactly how fast I went, and that's why they told me that right after that, Roadie didn't go. And right after that, I sold that bitch. So you better know what track you racing at. You going to go to these shows and be a part of it. You put your whole program on front seat. And it ain't none of Joe's shows. Long Island Joe's and Fat Albert shows and Custom Tees. Ain't never heard that there yet. But, boy, you get to them country bumpkins and them backyard bully tracks. Shit. The fix is in before you get there.
I'm not going to lie to you. I went to a track one time, and this was like about 7-8 years ago. We went out there, and the guy, you know, had to check me, and he said, oh, where you from? And how fast it go? I said, I really don't know. I never ran 8 miles, just like that. So he do a grudge run. I said, yeah, I do a little grudge running. He said, you know what? If you need to let anything known about it, just, you know, for a few dollars, I'll tell you how fast somebody goes. I'll never forget that. I was like, what in the hell we at? I couldn't believe it. Straight out like that.
Put it like
I was
this.
Like,
how the hell did the track tell you you went too fast when the clock's supposed to be off?
This is what got me, and I'm not going to lie to you because we went to a track like that. Now, if the clock's off and if you go too fast, they tell you, right? Now, how the heck are you going to call me back there and tell me, look, you can't come back or whatever because you went too fast and the clock's supposed to be off? That's what I told somebody else about that. I'll never forget that shit happened one time at English Town with me. Told me I went too fast. And I'm like, I thought it was supposed to be no time. Ain't nothing supposed to be. You know, they ain't supposed to know anything.
But that was in the tower that they saw that. But on the clock, on the track, yeah, it was off. So when you go past a certain, if you go faster than 9-8, well, as fast as 10-0 and faster, that's when you need a license. So that's when they protect themselves and say, hey, you don't have an NHRA license, so you're not covered if anything happens.
Now you want to hear something? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm saying this here. I'm going to tell anybody right now. I don't see it happen at Buzz Creek. Well, I seen guys go down, and I know they ain't got no license, and ain't nobody said nothing. Because ain't nobody looking at the time, looking at anything. If there's a no time car popping up there,
that's true, but it also depends on what their equipment is. If they got a car with a full cage, a neck, and they see you climbing in a racing suit, they're going to expect you to be legit. But if you come in with a T-shirt or some shorts like they're doing down south and a tank top and put a helmet on and go on eight or something, it's like, all right, whatever, they're expecting that. But not up here. If they see you fully dressed and ready for the race, then they're not going to say anything. They're going to assume that you have a license that you're good.
Knock on wood, I started racing in 2009. I ain't never have a license till 2019.
But Mark, you always had a net and you always had a full cage and you had a suit. So you kind of like made them think that you had a license because you was good. You had everything. You had all the safety. So they didn't think nothing of it. They didn't give you a hard time because your car, you had nice cars. So they probably looked and said, oh, damn, that car's nice. All right, he got all the safety stuff. We're not going to bother with him. If he gets out of shape and do something stupid, then we'll question him. But as long as you're going down straight down Broadway, they're not thinking nothing of it.
Even that's true. I respect that. But, you know, the difference.
Well, I ain't never had a license, period, because I'm only a 10-second car, so it don't matter to me.
They pick and choose when they want to do that. Because I'm going to give you an example. I got in a bad accident at the track and didn't have a license, and they didn't fuck with me. When I got back to the track, they said, hey, go on down through there. Don't worry about it. How you doing? You all right? They pick and choose who they want to play them games with.
Yeah, I'll give you that. If a familiar face, they probably not going to fuck with you. But somebody that comes from somewhere that they're not used to seeing, they probably going to be like, nah, we got to check him out. So you're right. They pick and choose. You're right.
Hey,
I heard
this today, Joe. I don't know the truth of it is, but beginning of, I heard it today, 2023, Englishtown's going to outlaw 8-mile track.
I heard that, too. I think that was an April Fool's trick or something because that shit was posted up on April Fool's. Okay. I don't know. I didn't see him post up on the first.
Well, look, I don't know how they got. Didn't they put a hole right through the middle of the track?
They put that tower. You remember the tower that everybody, the tower that everybody used to stand on at the finish line, with the beer and all that stuff. All right, they put that in the middle of the track. So all they gotta do is pick that shit up again with a crane and put it back the way it was at, and do what they do.
The truth, the town. I live out here by it. So what happened is the town didn't approve the new contract for them to keep the auction cars going because they're coming around leaking oil and all that stuff. So they're not renewing the lease. So now they are opting to bring the track back because the soil enough is not good to build condos and houses on it. So it's a possibility. It might be true. That's in the town development out here. But
that part I didn't know about the soil. Yeah, that might be true.
That might be a case, though. Shit, as soon as they jump on, the first thing on there, they'll be like, hey, let's get this track. Let's get this south versus north from here. Do a little bit something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me hold on for a second, you guys. Let me just make sure I open up more of these mics because I've seen a couple. And Andy, I know Andy had just hit that mic. Hit your mic back open again, Andy. I was going to hit you in. 757-5956, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on now? How's everything?
I'm just chilling, just sitting back listening to y'all topic.
All right. Well, Weeby, would you run a person at Showtime?
Hey.
That Showtime,
Listen, from 2009 until last year, I used to race and show my time twice a year. I used to run 850 index with the shakedown, and I used to run import versus domestic X275. I did that every year until last year. And I ain't never had no problem getting no judge race or nothing.
Okay.
Now, it fooled a lot of people. They thought all I went was 850s, or they thought that's what I could go, or whatever. I was killing the car to go 850s, or whatever I ran in the 8. You know what I mean? But it's just I wasn't a caliber car that was fast, so it really don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on who it is. If you see I'm not gonna say any car name, but you know, if you see a big time 44 car run their time and they run a 390 or 4.0 and then they want a grudge race, well, you know, that's not a good look. But the small guy that's in the grudge racing, I don't see nothing wrong with them, you know, putting like you said, an 11.0 on their car and then getting the index race and try to, you know their car, when to get out of it or how to tune to run that. You know what I mean? But you know, then you got some guys that 100%, those are no time. It's the difference between a grudge racer and a no time racer. You know, no time racer is strictly no time, but I grudge race. And you can grudge race with your time or without your time. So it's a difference.
Hell yeah. Hey, and Nick, the goal of what he's saying, shit. What if it's a gamble? Faster car always don't win. Shit, what if one of them cars that you got a ridiculous spot? If you got to go out and they give you some 9-1 clip, Rob eyes. Shit, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
A gamble.
Well, let me hold on a second, guys. I want to just make sure I open everybody's mic so they'll be able to get in. 757-1006, your mic is open.
Nope.
Let me open these other.
My mic boy gets too late and ain't talking about.
Hello?
Hello,
can you hear me?
What's going on?
We hear you now, yes.
What's going on, Joe Brown?
What's up, Andrew?
I can't call it. I'm just listening in. That's all. I ain't talking about it.
Okay. All right, hold on one second. Let me make sure I open up everybody's mics because after 8:30 they won't be able to get in. 631-4649, your mic is open. All right. Let me go to the next one.
All right, they ain't want to say nothing. Let me ask Mark something.
Okay, Mark. Well, let me open these mics first. Let me just make sure I open the mics because
okay.
I want to make sure they can get in. 347-3068. Your mic is open. And 443-4219. Your mic is open.
Hey, Stank.
Is my mic open?
Yo.
So who? When, let me ask you something. Who was checking
is
them cars?
Is my mic open?
Huh?
Who checked your car in? That had a lot to do with it. Because your English town and them ain't going to let you run that. Not your car.
Is my mic
you
open?
Wasn't checking that car in.
I've never had a problem at a track checking in, ever.
Yeah, you was blessed. And you checked him in yourself, right?
Yep.
Somebody must have said something for you.
Hello.
I would go to the track. They see the car. Sometimes I ain't even had to show the car.
But you know what, too? After your car got to be popular, you didn't have to go through all of that no more. A new car, they're going to give you that. But once they know your car a couple of times, especially like we did get away with a lot of stuff with the money, the grudge car. But once your car got a couple of races and you always drew a crowd, yeah, because a lot of time they keep that information.
Yeah.
And Kenny, your mic is open.
I thought I was going to run into a problem with the accident.
My mic is open?
Yeah, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I called that mic was open.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, guys.
No problem.
But it was good though. It was moving good. I was liking the Tricky Ricky and Antoine beat going on. That was entertaining.
hey, I got to ask, is 8-Ball and the Thunderbird going back at it, or that's it?
I don't know. Probably. I'll give him another shot.
Give another
shot. You hear
me? Hello?
Okay. Yeah, you know. Okay, yeah. At first, I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to give him a shot because, you know, when I was talking to Rob, I told him, let me get three hits down the track, and it was good. You know, he was okay with it, and then Marcus got involved, and then it was, you're scared. I'm like, why should I be scared? It's not that much money. And, so I was like, you know what, fine. You know, I really don't want to wreck the car. It was my first time shooting it with nitrous, and I'm like, it's not worth the money to crash the car. Just, you know, give me another. And it was getting late. That was Friday night. So it was just getting late, later and later. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, we'll just do it. And we did it. You know, we went up in the air. Rob had some problems. We won, you know. So, you know, I went to Auburn. I got the money. And that was it. And then, you know, after that, I sat back and I thought about it. I'm like, you know what, I wanted to give him another shot, you know, try to win his money back. And for us to really go down the track. So we both really didn't go. I mean, I made it down, but it wasn't like it was down, you know. We didn't race it, you know, so. I want you guys to know
somebody
there's going to be a guy that's going to be
in the back.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want you guys to, there's going to be a guy taking pictures, my man. It's all good. Photographs.
I'm gonna get somebody's mic because somebody just got some background noise. I'm about to close their mic out. I hear a woman talking in the back. I don't know if you guys hear it.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah.
I believe it's the white gravy,
not
brown gravy.
Yeah, I guess let me see who it is. Gotta be.
And a bowl or a cup of chicken noodles.
That was your mic, Kenny.
Mary.
All right, so.
Mary.
And Rob,
yeah, so
you didn't hit the one button. I know you tried to get on, but you didn't hit the one button. I know. I didn't see your hand up there.
Hey, Mike, is
I'll get him on that one.
Okay. Say that again, Mark.
Is you and Nappy Ron coming back in the game?
Yeah, Tweety Bird will be out in a minute. We ain't never left. I don't know about Ron, but I ain't never left. Will's still here.
Yeah, I know Melvin with the Malibu still around.
Well, I don't know nothing. You know more than me. I didn't even see that punk was at the track the other day.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. Hold on, because I make sure this guy got in, too, because I want to make sure everybody can get in. I can still get somebody. 516-2415, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Sandy.
I was on earlier, but I have to take care of something.
But what's the hot topic? What are you guys talking about?
We was wondering, would you run a car that flashed times?
Would I run a car that flashes times? You know,
I'd probably run just...
If I think I can beat him, I'm going to run him. I'm not going to really be concerned because whoever runs the same at every track all the time, you know, the car's dialed in for that track. It depends on the prep, how much power you want to lay down. Me, I'd run just about anybody. If I think I can beat him, I'm not turning down that money. You know, runs are hard to come by. So, you know, when I get a chance to run somebody, if I think I got him, I'm going to run him. I'm going to run
Thank you. That's how I feel.
You know,
I give Andy that because when Butch Kent went out there with Poston and he said, I run him. Bring it on. He said your word.
I was ready to run him. I'm not going to turn him down. Listen, he was faster, but anything could happen. I mean, it's a race. You know, it's a gamble. You know, it's heads or tails. Anything could come up, you know, in the coin toss. So, you know, it depends what lane is better. And, you know, you race the track. You don't even think about the other person sometimes. You race the track. That's the way, you know, that's the way I feel.
I think that goes back to what I said. It depends on the level of where the grudge person is at. Like, Andy's at the top. Like, who's knocking on his door?
Right, you know.
If somebody that ain't at the top trying to get it, you know, as much as they can, probably would say no. It all depends on the race, you know.
I mean, you could have a great race. Sometimes beating one of these guys that run real fast, or you know, these guys with nitrous and they run an X275 guy and they beat him. I mean, what's better than that? You know, we're not in it. I'm not always in it for the money because the money, you're not winning money in this game. I don't know who's winning money and who's ahead, but I'm sure not. You know what I mean? The money we put into these cars and you know the time that we spend traveling down. Yeah, Kappa, he's been knocking him over. I mean, no doubt. I mean, he gets a lot of runs. His car runs consistent, and you know, he's in that middle range. He's in that good middle range where people, you know, sit like him, and you know, he can get off a lot of runs. You know, everybody, and why not to beat Copperhead? I mean, you get a big skull on your wall. You know, you get a big skull, you take him out. You know, it's a You know, I don't want to take out the bottom of the totem pole. I want to start at the top. I don't want to chop from the bottom. I want to chop from the top. You know, that's the way I feel. I want to beat the best guy out there because it makes me look better. You know, it's like, you know, a big muscle guy beating on a fat guy. You know what I mean? Ain't no fun watching that. You want to see, you know, you want to see bad run bad, you know? I mean, that makes for great racing, you know?
To piggyback off your question, Joe, most of the people that's out right now won't race a car unless they know something. Could a car come from Alabama and he got sit like you and the average guy gonna go out there and race? No, they not gonna go because they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They worried about the joke on the internet. They worried about losing and the joke. But if you sit like me, I feel I'm gonna try it. Anybody ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
Somebody
whooped my ass, but hey, how many people would want to say they went out there and tried them?
A good race. I mean, it was a good race. We had a good race, and it was you know, nobody blew anybody away. We were looking at each other going through the finish line. That makes you know that's some of the best racing. I don't want to beat a guy by you know a country mile. You know, you just want to you know. You want to be there with him. There's nothing better. You know, I raised sure enough the past weekend, and it was great seeing him, you know, right there on the side of me. You know, that was, to me, that's great. You know, I don't want to see a guy blow up or spike the tires. I mean, that's no fun. You don't really get to, you know, you don't get to feel it. You know, you don't, a win when it's close, you know, the best wins are the ones that you're not supposed to win. You know, those are the best wins, you know.
Man, that's good sportsmanship.
I mean,
yep.
I mean, that's what it's about, you know. And these people that go around, you know, it's breeding season right now. The rats are out, you know. I mean, I had people on the back lines tell me how fast I went, you know, that they were texting other people and people that have nothing to do with one another, and they're texting people. There's some real haters out there, you know, and they're running strong. And it's breeding season for them haters, you know.
Hey, who breathing in the phone? Who breathing into the phone?
That's what I was saying.
Somebody's out of shape.
I was just about to ask that.
Somebody's out of shape.
someone's out of shape, or someone's getting excited. One of the two.
Yeah, you got that right.
Hey, Paul, you on here?
Yes, sir. I just got brought in a minute ago. How are you tonight, Long Island?
All right. Well, the man said he'd probably give you a run back.
Well, you know, I'm good with that because I had mechanical issues. And, I mean, I reached up, restarted the truck and tried to catch him, but he was too far gone. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's racing is what it is, you know.
No, I'm just saying.
Shit happens.
Look,
he
might have lost.
It's racing.
But he said he'll try. Yeah. He would give you another shot later on.
Well,
hey,
you know,
Joe,
that's good for him.
Eight ball will race, but I've been cooking one in this stew. I'm trying to see what happens. What's your opinion on Rich truck and 8-Ball truck running heads up?
Whose truck?
Whose truck?
Rich truck.
Rich.
Rich.
Mark, be nice to the chairman. Be nice to the chairman.
I just asked a question.
Okay.
You talking about Rich?
You talking about Black Ops?
No. Rich truck. I mean, I don't think he
Anyhow.
Got a name for it, but it's David Dome. His name on Facebook is David Dome.
Yeah, I don't know the truck. And you know what? You Jersey motherfuckers always trying to lock somebody in with some unknown car. So I'm not even entertaining that shit tonight.
Rich
don't
went nice
just
now
instead
of motor? Rich don't went nice instead of motor?
No, it's a motor.
Oh, Rich on motor. 8-Ball's on you.
I think that'd be a good heads-up race.
I like
Does
that race.
Tom?
I like
I'm not
that.
Running him if he shows Tom.
I like that race. He don't show Tom. He's a good race.
Like digging that breather again.
Anyways, you know, I'd love to run Ghetto Cowboy again. And the only issue that I had with him was he told me he needed 2 shakedowns. And or actually, he said he needs 1 shakedown, and I said, "Well, I've only
That's
a
lie.
Day,
That's
know.
A lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. I'm not gonna get into it. I said I need to make 3. I said 3, and you were calm. You were good. We talked about it, but as soon as Marcus comes around,
he shakes.
Then you,
no,
all,
stop,
you,
stop,
all you guys,
stop,
all you guys,
stop, stop,
no,
stop,
listen.
Stop.
You know what?
You know what?
Man, forget
you
it.
Know what?
It's good. It's good. No. It's good.
You beat me because I'm broke. Okay.
So what? I still
beat
you. I beat you. That's it. Fuck you guys.
I don't care that much.
You
know,
that's it.
So, you know, I just said I ain't about the bullshit tonight, so.
Yeah, well, I'm
me
about
the
bullshit in
the
life. You guys lie.
You come to me asking me for a 3rd fucking shakedown. And at the end of the day,
whatever. You guys always want to talk. You guys, all you loudmouth guys, always want to talk and never let people talk. I'm tired of that shit.
No, it's not loudmouth. It's bad mouth. We'll be fucking tired of it.
Bad mouth, bad mouth, loud mouth.
Bring your car down here to fucking Del Mar.
Loud mouth, bad mouth, whatever the fuck you guys.
Whatever.
You guys talk so much shit.
At the end of the day, you fucked your goddamn shit up. So at the end of the day, I brought mine home with oil pressure. So
guess what?
You know,
it has oil pressure.
You?
And you know what? At the end of the day, you got that loss. You got that L. How about that?
I'll bring it to
you
fucking
got that L. No matter what.
I don't give a shit.
You got luck.
Right.
You got that L.
But it wasn't what I'd brag about.
Oh, you know? I got a question. Wait a minute. Get a cowboy. You said after you beat Rob, you went to him and told him you needed three more shakedowns before you raised
him. No. That's a lie.
That's not what I said. He said he needed two. Then he come back around and he said he needed three. And
Can I say, Cross? You finished?
Go ahead. Hold on, Rob.
These guys love to talk, right? So, before all this happened, right, everyone knows this car hasn't been out. I'm like, it's the first time this is going out. We're not even racing for that much money. We're racing for $500. And I said, listen, let me finish. Let me talk.
Hey, can y'all hear me? Is my mic open? Yeah, it's open. All right, so get up, cowboy.
I can't even talk. You know what? I'm not saying nothing.
I got nothing to say. That's one thing.
This is how we can sell it, though.
Well, then shut the fuck up, then. There's no need to keep talking about it.
Exactly.
You don't want to race, and you keep talking about
it.
You ain't got nothing to say. Shut the fuck up,
that's
then.
I was talking, and you guys kept on talking.
Then, if you ain't trying to go up there.
You guys talk. You guys love to talk. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, we'll go to your ass, too. We'll go to your ass, too.
Man,
Whatever. It's fine. It's slow.
Right,
but you know what? I took the money.
So this is
that's
it.
Chill up. So this is what
the race will never happen. The race will never happen. Let it go.
Let Rob get his shit off. I didn't say that, but this don't fucking stupid about
$500 fucking, man.
That's what I'm
saying. At the end of the day,
if I wanted to finish what I was saying.
At the end of the fucking day, I'm talking. You done run your fucking mouth since I called your goddamn name. So what you going to do is you're going to fucking listen to me.
Who's this?
Come back to me again. I'm talking to you.
Who's this? You came to me
with some bullshit, and I stayed calm. Because you know what? You were irritating the fuck out of me when you come around there asking for more and more and more and more.
Listen,
and more.
All I did all weekend
was listen to you fake-ass fucking grudge racers duck fucking races.
Duck fucking races.
So I wasted enough time on you. You got lucky.
Yeah.
I had a fucking mechanic.
I got lucky, okay.
You put the bitch on the bumper, okay?
So what?
I would have fucking...
So what?
I would have... Oh, I am. Shut
I won, though, didn't I? I won,
did win.
Didn't I? You lost. Okay,
exactly.
So that's the end.
You did fucking win, and you got fucking paid. So don't come on here acting like you being all Mr. fucking, I'm going to offer him another race, because fuck you.
No, it was a question. Okay, let me finish.
Okay. No,
I know,
motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
anyway,
come on here acting like you doing
fuck you. I wasn't
race
coming on there.
To win $500.
Go ask me a question.
I'm
long,
like my
long,
ass with $500.
Whatever, man. You know what? You talk
what
all that shit now because
so,
we're on the phone.
That,
but all right, man. You know what? I
no,
got nothing to say.
I'm trying to be reasonable,
you know what,
with you. Drake.
You wasn't trying to be reasonable.
When you come around there trying to peep at my shit as I'm changing my fucking plugs. So
I don't give a shit about
your
fucking
day, like this. I will.
Please,
I
man.
Will
you
right
pull
now. I will race you anywhere, anytime.
Yeah,
with
I know.
Fucking
I know.
Money,
I know.
On the street or on the racetrack. It
I know.
Doesn't fucking matter.
I know.
You call
okay.
the date. I
okay.
will be there, motherfucker.
Okay. Okay.
Call
be
the
there.
Date
be
with
there.
You,
yep.
With your shit. Have you mentioned
yeah,
the
I
date
know.
Yet? Have you mentioned the date yet? I'll tell you where I'm going to be.
I'm going to
be at Del Mar
Freddy's
event. I'm going to be down at MIR on April 16th. Fuck it, I'll bring
good
the bitch to goddamn New Jersey and run your ass.
Go ahead, bring it, bring it, back, bring it,
because you know
bring
what?
It, bring it, bring it,
easy pass, and I am
bring
not
it, bring
your
it,
shit.
Bring it, bring it,
when?
Bring it,
all
bring
the
Jersey, bring
the
Jersey,
what the fuck did
bring
the
Jersey, bring it.
All you got to do
bring that piece of shit.
I'm done with you.
So,
anyhow,
Albert.
As I was saying,
I'm gonna pull his motherfucking ponytail and take his hat off, motherfucker.
Oh my god, I didn't know.
I love it. Back during the winter, begging.
Oh, you see, these guys, you keep on talking. Once you shut up,
I'm good. Because I ain't done yet.
Wow, I can't even get the word in.
This is so one-sided. I only offer this to certain special dumb motherfuckers, but I'm going to offer you 9-1 odds. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Okay, bet.
Bet.
9-1 odds.
Bet. Man, make sure you keep that. Keep that. Just remember that.
Disrespect, man. Listen, if a motherfucker tell me 9-1 eyes, lock the fuck in. Don't sit up here.
Keep talking about it.
9-1 motherfucker.
Hey, he still trying to ride that pig. He ain't no motherfucking cowboy. He a cowgirl riding a fucking pig. Get your ass.
That's all right.
If the fucking car scared you so fucking bad, you wouldn't get behind
like
the goddamn wheel.
You know what? You guys don't want to hear the truth. You want
to
talk over people. Don't worry about it. You want to tell the truth.
Hold on.
Keep on talking. I see this is one-sided.
Hold on. I'm just going to say this again. Cowboy got all the y'all kids. You ready to give 9-1?
Long Island. No, I ain't scared of him. Long Island, why didn't you let me talk?
Why didn't you let me talk? Because I know that I'm going to tell the truth. I'm exposed to the truth.
Hold on, you guys. Hold on, let him go. I'll give him one minute, then you get one minute.
There was no I only went one test pick. It's getting to 7 o'clock. I went to him on his crew where they were at as a courtesy. I'm like, yo, I only made one hit. I need to make two more hits. It's close to 7 o'clock. Would you give me that time? You know what I'm saying? Rob was like, okay, right? And as soon as Rob said okay, Marcus jumped in, and Marcus was like, oh, what, you're scared? I'm like, no, I'm not scared.
Okay.
No. Let me finish. I said, is it worth me crashing my car for 500 bucks or crashing into you for 500 bucks? I haven't made a nitrous hit in this car yet. Is it worth it? You guys are really hungry for like 200 bucks? Is it that serious? Right? Marcus is like, oh, you're scared. I'm not scared. I just want to make sure I make a good hit. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? We couldn't do it. They're like, oh, let's do it. I'm like, you know what? Keep the fucking 200, right? Then I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make them run it. I'm like, you know what? Run it for the 500, and we'll get to the line. That's why we went to the line at 10 o'clock, because we were waiting all that time, and then you saw what happened. The car went on the bumper. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't happy about the hit, but I was happy that I won because you forced me. You twisted my fucking hand when I said, hey, let's not do this because I want to make sure I make a good hit on nitrous. It's the first time going down the track with it. I don't want to crash it for 500 bucks. It's not worth it. You know, but you guys are just fucking hungry, and you guys just want to be fucking picking on people. You know what I'm saying? The funny thing is, when I hear Young Sting up here, trying to race you guys are backpedaling. You guys in the woods. You guys in the bushes. You're on the other side of the fucking world. All right? That's the whole story right there.
All right, you done.
All right.
I've listened to you long time.
So, that's it.
I've listened to you long time.
Yeah, I got 1 minute. Come on. We got to open another mic.
Rob, let me say something. Rob, let me say something real quick, and then you can go ahead and finish this cowgirl off, right?
Whatever, you fucking turtle nigga motherfucker. Fuck you.
Yeah, whatever.
Looking like turtle.
Now you just crossed the line. Now you just crossed the line.
Hey, fuck you too, you ragged old bitch. I'll get your motherfucker.
Fuck that.
Dental work, working motherfucker. But anyway.
That's right.
So, this is what happened. We over there checking the plugs on the truck and everything. This motherfucker keep coming and trying to get a peek under the hood. We like, man.
I wasn't looking at your hood. I didn't care.
Man, shut the fuck
oh, my
up.
God. You guys are liars.
Oh, see what I mean? Got that
liar.
There you go.
Let this motherfucker talk. Goddamn 5 minutes and then goddamn did it. Shut the fuck up, man. We over here. Change the plug on the truck. Come at the tune up because we change the shit. We try shit, right? Here we're coming over back and forth.
Liar.
I need to get another tune test. I said, man, listen. What time do you want to race? Because we ain't gonna go off of that. Oh, well, I need another test, and if I can't get another test, I'm not gonna race. All I asked this dude was what time. We gotta put a time on the fucking race. That's all I asked. And he went off. He went off the deep end. He went off the deep end. If we wanted the $200, boom, they can have it. Man, motherfucker, we eat $200 steaks, man. Come on, man, stop that shit. And that's why we got on your ass. We got on your ass because it's disrespectful. We're talking about we needed that $200.
So at the end of the day, this is what you did. You made two shakedowns. You come back at me and said, I don't feel comfortable in the car. Man, look, you sound like a fucking bracket racer to me, for real. When you go to these bracket events, and trust me, I've been to enough bracket events in my life. I've bracket raced for years. You get two shakedowns, and then you go. Fuck that shit, man. You shouldn't have locked the fucking race in. If you don't feel comfortable in the car, I shouldn't have locked the race in with you if you don't feel comfortable enough to drive the car, because I don't want you wrecking my shit. And number three, you got fucking lucky at the end of the day. I was tired of hearing bullshit. I heard bullshit all weekend from a bunch of fake fucking grudge racers that won't get in the fucking paint. I got more punk outs than I got races off that weekend, and I worked my ass off for it. So all I do is hear you saying the same shit that all the rest of these motherfuckers are saying that don't want to race. So
all
at,
right,
the day,
come to
Alco.
Come to
Alco.
Come to
Alco.
Come to
Alco.
Come to
Alco. Fucking minutes.
Come to Alco.
I'm not going to Alco.
You guys don't travel. You guys don't travel, you punk bitches.
Motherfucker. The only thing you
okay.
gotta do is
I don't care.
Off.
Come to Akko. I came to your truck.
Well,
come to Akko.
I'm fucking Akko and give you 9-1 odds and let you shake down all day.
No, I don't want the 9-1 odds. I don't want no
man,
fucking odds from you.
Step the fuck off.
Yeah, you scared, bitch. You scared, bitch. What's up? Let's do an Akko. I'm giving you a truck.
Yeah.
Akko. What's up?
Yeah.
Akko.
Okay. Whatever, dude. What day?
No, whatever. What's up?
Give me a
fucking lock it in. Lock it in. Lock it in.
You give me
lock
a fucking
date.
Lock
it in.
Lock it in. You give me a fucking date. You give me a fucking date.
Echo. Echo.
You give
me Echo.
That's a
try. Echo.
What's the date?
This guy's having the event. I don't know. What's the event that's coming up when Echo that this guy's doing?
Oh, man. Hold up.
I told you I'd bring that motherfucker up there and run you on the goddamn street tonight. I will bring that motherfucker up there. What time
I already went to you.
New Jersey at 11. I could be in Englewood, New Jersey at 11 o'clock tonight.
Listen, after track. I'm sorry. I got a CDL. I don't run on the street. I'm sorry. I got a CDL. I don't drive on the truck.
So do I.
All right, well, yeah. Do you use it?
I will run your ass tonight.
Echo. New Jersey.
Hey, listen to this.
Hold on, you guys. I got to open up another mic because you guys have been sitting here.
Echo is May 15th.
All right, hold on, you guys. 252-352-3066. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on, now?
What's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, good. Brother. We love you.
Hold on, these motherfuckers are crazy tonight.
And this is what I will
say. I will not run you into show times.
Hey,
fellas, hey, just give me a time and attention real quick, y'all. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Look, my name is All Good, okay? My name is Thomas, but I got a production called All Good. All right, give me like 2 minutes of your time, and I'll get on your chat. I just started doing my media about 2 years ago. I'm in North Carolina. I do good shit. I got videos. I got pictures. If y'all ever come to North Carolina to any kind of event, let me know, and I will make your car and you a celebrity. All right? I want y'all to go on Facebook. When y'all get off this chat, I want y'all to do me a favor. Support me, man. All right? Support me. This is my hostel. All right? Go
on
Facebook. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Allgood, I got one question. You ain't selling no box TVs, right?
No. Hey, all good. I got a question for you too. Do I have to join your membership club? Do I have to?
No.
I saw you earlier. For real, I saw you earlier today on Facebook, and your shit looked good. So how about that?
Thank y'all, man. Good stuff. Thank y'all. Good luck. Y'all be safe, man. All right. You too, brother. Okay. All right. Thank you, Rob. Rob, you and Rob can go back arguing now. Hold up. I've got to get this mic in. 347-4186.
Your
mic is open.
Hey, Joe, you want a BC powder? I got an extra one.
I need one. I'll tell you what, this is a race I would like to see. I would like to see Ghetto Cowboy and Elbow in the paint. I will put $500 in the pot. I will put $500 on top of the pot to see that race go down.
Joe Gray, I'm calling you.
I'll put $500 on top of that pot if you can get Cookie and Ghetto Cowboy in the paint.
Is Mark on here?
Rob, you're a funny guy. Young Stang.
I got a question. Young Stang, you here?
Well, he was.
He don't hear you. He don't hear you because he's young.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Mark, did you bring your car to the track at the lot?
Huh?
Was your car showtime at the track at the lot?
No.
So you talked all that shit and you ain't even bring the car?
Who am I talking to?
This Avon.
Let's hear this.
Go on
YouTube.
Yep.
Go ahead, Mark.
Turn the volume up. I sure did. Just had that energy when it's at your track.
What?
What'd you just say?
I heard that.
Hey man, look, I don't know who you are asking about Young Sting, but you, did you offer him 9-1 odds? That's all I gotta ask.
hey, man, let's see, Mark.
It's funny,
Mark.
Come back home.
Yeah.
Mark, this is Avon again. Now, I asked a question. Are you getting all upset? Well, I tried to lock the inputs a lot. I didn't know if you bought your car or not. So don't get it twisted. Well, you saying keep the same energy. I tried to lock you in.
Fred already got you an ass whipping brewing.
But listen, I don't care nothing about that. I just want to know if you bought the car. That's all. You ain't got to get in your feelings.
I'm not in my feelings. I'm not in my feelings. At all, brother.
You want to lock in off the trailer on Saturday at Fred's race, the 23rd?
I never will race off the trailer, but I will see you at Fred's race.
Okay. If it ain't off the trailer, what, you scared?
Yeah, he's scared.
Yes, I am. Okay, you know, I don't need anybody to talk to me. Yes.
Why are you scared for? You could test on Friday.
It's Avon.
Huh?
I'm scared.
Man, I got a slow-ass street car, though, dog. I got a slow-ass street car.
It's your business what you do with it.
You right. Good report. But I know I wouldn't be scared of no street car.
I know it's a turbo, too.
All right, I'm back on mute, Ma. I just wanted to know if you bought the car. I ain't trying to start nothing. I just want to know if you bought the car to the lot. Because you talked a lot of shit, and I wanted to see if it showed up. I wanted to see if Showtime showed up at the lot, and it didn't.
No, it did not.
I'm sorry. I want to see the car.
It's showing up right now. It's showing up right now.
Amazing.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jay. Mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have anything locked in for a Galant? This is a ghetto cowboy.
No.
No, right? So why should you bring your car if you had nothing locked in?
A car that wasn't able to get tested, correct.
Exactly.
Hold up.
Okay.
You the one said you was renting the track, you was doing this, you was doing that. You the one said that.
Rained
all
out.
I did was ask a question. And ghetto cowboy. I'll lock
it
you in, too. So run in your mouth.
Something
in grown man conversation.
Hey, Avon, get him. I'll lock him in, too, right behind you. I'm just sitting here waiting on him.
Wait a minute, Avon.
I'll lock him in, too. He comes to my truck.
Hey, the difference
is... It rained out on that Thursday when they were supposed to rent the track, so he couldn't rent.
Yep. Who is this?
Yeah, but it rained all Thursday.
Who's that, James?
But he never had a rental any damn way.
Okay, but James, my thing is this. I just asked the question.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So there you go. Thank you.
He,
always answer.
So
hey, you think you always
couldn't he? Couldn't he? Couldn't he bought the car and ran it on Friday? Because
I called to rent the track. What are you talking about?
Secondly. Since
that,
you want to know.
That's all I wanted to know, man.
The man that was bringing the car for me changed his mind. He wasn't going to the track. So he wasn't going.
I got all your questions. You want to bet that 2500? You jump up and down on these motherfucking shows
like you some bears, and like he said, you capping. You only gonna pick and choose and bet that money on who the fuck you want to bet that money on. Now, make it. Now, act like you said you gonna bet that. You gonna. on somebody you know that's going to get to your ass. Man, fuck that shit, Antoine. You ain't doing shit. Your truck's slow. It's going to be slow. The only time you're relevant is how time makes you relevant.
That's
your weak ass
shit. That's not
Man, I don't talk to fucking, I don't talk to animals. I don't talk to Ninja Turtles. Listen, one thing about it is, get your shit done. Stop harping on all your friends. I do this shit by myself. Get all your shit done. And stop backpedaling off Rob. Stop backpedaling off Antoine. Stop backpedaling off Gary Collins. Get your Ninja Turtle ass out there and pedal that raggedy ass tree and low brown bitch.
You need to stop loud fake ass motherfuckers on these fucking shows that ain't gonna do shit.
Do you wanna bet? Do you wanna bet right now? Right now on this show. Del Fat Albert, do you wanna talk or do you wanna?
I ain't down the motherfucker goddamn thing. I tried to do that on your dumb ass. You wouldn't bet me. Fuck you. You man, stop.
What the fuck
I'm
you wanna see something for $100 fucking? Then Fat Albert $1,000, I go FaceTime Fat Albert my car live in the morning.
Now you can FaceTime. Bitch, you couldn't FaceTime goddamn for Raycom. Motherfucker, you couldn't FaceTime, but now you can FaceTime. Man, kiss
me. So
the
listen,
fuck out
why you want me to? You want to see
listen,
that? That's the case. You want to see something. You want somebody
to
show their hand.
You
want to see something.
Hey,
Mark.
Oh, I apologize, sir. You know you was bluffing. Hey, Mark, he ain't gonna goddamn thing. I'm glad you called him out on
the
bullshit. I'm going on.
You ain't call me on no bullshit. Listen, that raggedy motherfucker. Listen, your raggedy motherfucker ain't gonna get in the paint with nobody that's fucking out.
Yeah.
That slow shit you got, that thing you put together, get that bullshit done. Just worry about that.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Don't worry about when Showtime gonna do what it's doing.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to know if the car was there.
I didn't bring it.
Hey, shout out.
Okay,
hey, I mean, as the commercial said, it never was going to be there.
my money was put up to be there, but it would have been there if that money was not put up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are you trying to say, Margaret? All that pump faking bullshit to put Hassan in a fucking rental car.
You
I know my truck is slow. I never said it was fast. I never said it was fast. But they're doing all this pump faking shit
right now. That's what you're harping on.
You can get that motherfucker in the paint. Go ahead. You can get that motherfucker in the paint and have at it.
That rag.
You're right. I never said my shit was fast. But it was faster than what you had at the racetrack all weekend. It was faster than what you had at the racetrack all weekend. It was faster than your fucking.
Yo, Sting, don't even bother. Don't even bother. Young Sting, don't even bother.
The guy in the clown car, he put one in the fucking...
Hey, Rob, tell him your truck was faster than his car that day because yours was there.
Right, that's the point I was trying to make.
By my fucking choice.
I showed up with fucking oil pressure. I put in the goddamn work and spent my fucking money. So there you go.
This is my point.
At the end of the day, this is my point.
You kept your short ass walking fast past. Your scary ass can't fuck with it.
Yeah.
So why are you interested? Race with the thing you in.
Yeah.
You saying you ain't fast.
Yeah.
So
if I put a 932-pound Uzi in my shit, it'd be fast
you
as fuck.
When you got the track, you got nine to one eye. I got a question. If the race car wasn't there, was the Hellcat there?
Do you want to bet? Do you want to bet on what you're saying?
Hold up. If it was that, why ain't run nobody?
It was no race.
What the fuck do you mean?
Listen.
Shut the fuck up, Kakan. Antoine, Rob Truck was there. Antoine could have
dragged you on motor with your help with that fucking hell.
That's right, because that was fucking crazy.
That's
what we talked about.
Don't
mix with
Hassani y'all had going on. I'm not doing
that bullshit.
I'm not
going
to. I'm not
going
to. Okay. Just take it on. Put it on motor here. Put it on motor. Y'all keep.
Let me tell you something. Motherfucker, that was. It was on V-O motor. It was on V-O motor. What the fuck are you talking about? The man say he don't race on gas. Listen sometimes and stop trying to goddamn. I'll slick a bit sometimes. You can get somewhere. Motherfucker.
It ain't out slick. Antoine and Hassan talked that race up, and he said only
fuck
way that truck
that.
Was gonna get that, only way that car was getting that
you
race, was Hassan
would
drop. Hassan
would
drive.
A Hellcat, and Antoine could
you
drive
never
go,
you never
the Hellcat.
That. You only pumping on
the,
you pumping your chest on this show now because it's over.
Why do you keep talking though? But why do you keep talking?
I ain't saying shit to you.
When
you ask me a question, when
the
fuck is your
show
gonna be ready? You worried about so much. Well, you can't wait to say my
name. Stop getting on the show and talking until you get over it, man. Listen, stop. My shit is
so,
going to die,
motherfucker.
Is your
shit going to be done?
Blue, don't look.
Sir,
This is my question. I can respect you more.
Hey,
man.
Avon.
I got a question for you, Avon.
So if Showtime was on the property with oil pressure, do you think he would Showtime's? Now that's a question for Avon.
The question of it is when it is there, are you going
to
race it?
I was talking to Avon.
So shut the fuck up.
My brother Avon. We locked in a race. I didn't lock Avon in on a gift.
So Avon,
I would like you to answer that question for me, sir. Do you believe that if Showtime was on the property, he would Showtime's or not? Because his name's Showtime.
And that's what the topic is about tonight.
That's what the topic is about tonight. We're trying to bring it back around, Avon.
The topic
me,
is,
help me,
hey. Are you going to put that money up to go in the paint? You're not somebody I would entertain.
Pink
you're
lips,
not going
to
raise that
I was talking
money.
To Avon.
You,
yeah, I was talking to Avon.
You, just like you told Ghetto Cowboy. You talking
Avon.
Shut the fuck up. You're not leagues to say it. You
won't
Avon,
I ask you a question.
Yes.
I'm trying to be respectful.
That's April O'Neil right there.
Within these next two or three shows, when it is there, these all these three little bad mouth bitches be there, I bet you none of them three cars he named will go in the paint with that fucking car. Head the fuck up.
Man,
and they ain't going to talk. And the only way is going to their way out.
Man.
Oh, we're going to run you for our pot.
No.
And you heard
got
all that bitch to DJ. You heard talk all that bitch to DJ. Get the pot up. You know how much money you could get up.
You ain't got
all that bitch.
Do you, Mark? Hold on, Mark. Oh, hey, Santa, do you see why?
Go ahead. I'm back quiet. Go ahead.
All right, okay. So this is how I suppose this is, right? Now, Fred Whitney was just on the show last week, and he told Mark Jackson that he didn't like how he kept at him real slick, right? Y'all all heard it, and Avon was doing that. What did Mark Jackson say? Oh, no, we'll get together another day. Da-da-da, this is third. But you started coming at us like we
okay, so check this out.
Shit.
Check this out. I got a new car that ain't get tested yet. I got a new car. Hold on. I got a new car that didn't get tested. Why would I give y'all the satisfaction of trying to
say
that I know I'm not going to get it
back?
And that's not what I told Fred. Avon, okay, hold on. You said what you said. Avon, I told Fred, I didn't bring it because I didn't get tested. He said, all right, Mark, I'm going
to Fred was trying to lock me in for
him. Why the fuck
Fred
are you talking? Why are you talking?
You
talk about everybody
else.
Talk about
your shit. And you're not racist. I'm racist, motherfucker, and I'm beat, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, you're on the race because somebody else gave
you racist
somebody else's shit. When is your shit going to be done?
What the fuck you mean I'm racist? I'm a hard motherfucker gun, nigga. The fuck you wrong?
Okay.
You can't drive.
Right, well, I got a fucking Mustang on motor that's ready right now to go to your ass. Get an 8-bar truck and I'll fuck
Dad,
you
up. Dad,
you
got a hoe. Dad, you got a Mustang.
Oh,
I wait.
Right back to that same
old
New Jersey
shit.
We got a Mustang. Back to the fucking rental car.
Bitch,
hold on. Fucking rental car.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him dead. Lock in, motherfucker, for down Fred Wheeling race.
and you drive, and I'm drive a boat. Let's get it in. Since you're talking that
head
shit,
up motor to motor. Head up motor to motor.
Man, listen, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Head up motor to motor, right?
My mouth's getting bad. And I don't want to go that way. Hey, I'm going, y'all.
All right, so shut the fuck up.
No, the problem is you sitting here trying to stick my bitch to death and ask all these fucking questions. And
okay,
you got right, nothing.
Okay.
You ain't got a goddamn thing. All you got is a hope and a dream, and you
okay,
hope the bitch fall for your dream. That's what the fuck you got.
Mark,
you talk
okay,
all that shit
it,
back
you
in the winter.
Car,
you,
you
talk all that
nice
shit
car.
Back in the fucking winter time, and
okay.
You ain't for a goddamn thing. Stop
okay.
Talking so much, nigga.
Okay.
Get your weight up.
Okay. Okay.
Mark, but do you see why they own you? And I'm not on their side. It, like Mark had said, all winter we just kept hearing about this car. And you say you didn't bring because it's not Texas.
Hold on. Before you say something. Yes, I did say that because at the time – everything was going the way it was supposed to. When stuff started slowing
right.
down, I said, fuck it, I'm still going. But I did not expect not to have the car done as late as it got done. So I didn't get a chance to test. I didn't get a chance to go and travel like I wanted to and get the car done. So when I got the car done, it finally got done right before that. And I said, fuck it, I'm not going to let them go out there and say I ain't fucking going to run. I still was going to take
see,
my money
right
out there.
There
win,
oh,
win.
But see, right, well, listen to what you just said. You said the car ain't get tested. That should tell you right there. Keep your mouth shut until your car get done. You did
exactly.
all that talking
okay.
all winter. You did all that talking all winter.
The difference of it is, though.
But that's why they don't
want
you
if
right
I, if,
why
I,
they
if,
own
I, if I said I'm going to do it, I didn't run from it. I'm going to get my
yeah,
shit
out
you
when
the team
how
is going
to do it? How
I'm
do
not,
you do
but,
it?
But
Mark,
none of
hold on, Marcus. Hold on. But Mark, my car is being done right now. But you don't hear me saying nothing about my car until it gets
that's
ready.
Right.
I'm not going to say when I'm
okay,
going to bring it.
Average.
I'm just going to wait till the car gets ready.
I'm not
going to
say
you're
not
matter of fact,
say
as a matter of fact, back
okay,
in the winter time, somebody
so
was trying to
say,
lock
Mark,
Fat Albert in, and
you
he
come
said
with your
no because it wasn't ready.
Drag race. Then you should have not said nothing, because that's what you said.
Mark. But we were just joking about it. I told you I'm not giving you no everything. Right? We were just joking, talking shit. But you went on every week about Showtime.
I did not get it. Listen, I did not get it. I did not. Listen, if Ray Ray would have took the car down there, he said that I'll pay paying Ray Ray $1,000 rent.
Oh, wait a second.
I'm not going down.
It
would have been there.
Wait. Something just popped into my mom.
Go ahead,
I just remembered something. I just remembered something. Didn't Pro Stock Joe give Jason Gray a bunch of shit about not paying a deposit for a car that was not on the fucking property, and Jason Gray
Rob,
was down there with
Rob,
Copperhead? That's a fucking
Rob,
fact.
That was my point.
How
that was
about
my
that?
Point, Rob.
Huh?
That was my
Hold on. I don't understand.
Listen.
Or am I confused?
But
I know this is your little fan club that you're going to go with. If the
no
motherfucker
yeah,
would have put up, if the motherfucker would have put up,
no.
My car would have been there one way or the other because I would have spent the extra money to get it there.
Bullshit.
I wouldn't give a fuck what you say, Rob.
Hey,
it don't matter.
Okay,
again,
hold,
Rob.
Hold, 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 hold.
Rob
you yo, Mark, just forget it, Mark.
Shut up, you listening?
Yeah.
Just forget it, Mark.
Yeah,
just forget it.
Watch this.
These guys have their pom-poms. They have their pom-poms and everything. Forget it, Mark. Don't bother. You got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Marcus, don't do it.
And then you have April O'Neil. Then you have April O'Neil over there.
Cowboy.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Cowboy, let me talk to the man on the stand. I'm not talking.
Hey, Marcus.
So
Marcus, hold 1 second. Well, hold 1 second. Let me ask you. I believe, Rob, I'm not trying to take nothing from you. I thought Copperhead was ahead in the points. And his points got deducted because of that race. That's why I was asking, but I didn't want to go all the way in on it.
Well, hey, listen. Because
he was
okay.
Paying on the points.
Hold on.
Well, this is what put me over the edge, though, Avon.
Hold on, Avon.
I'm going to defend myself. This is what put me over the edge, though. What put me over the edge was giving
Rob, twice. Rob, you ain't got to explain. I know. I figured it out.
No, that's not.
But
hey,
I was just saying
not,
he was
hitting the
court.
You're not being.
To be fair, maybe I'm missing your point.
Hold on.
He put up his deposit to race that man. That man did not put his deposit up, so it wasn't no reason for him to come. I get what
Hey, exactly. Dang. But my point, I know he said put up the deposit that night, and Mark wasn't ready to put the deposit up.
That's not Avon. That's not
nope.
true. We had an agreement to say when we came
that
on and he
true.
Said we're gonna put the
Don't
money up. The agreement was he said the money was supposed to be put up on the first. He said okay, put it up and now. That's what we agreed on. That's what
hey.
Deposit terms is. Rules
hey,
is rules.
Listen.
If he was supposed
hold,
to put
hold,
it up
hold,
on the
hold,
first,
hold tight, hold
tight.
Mark,
all right,
can I just
I'm
over it. I'm over it. I'm sorry. I'll take it back.
Listen. It's over
so
with. I'm trying to get our shit dialed in
yeah.
to go to these motherfuckers and just talk.
This is what I'm saying, Fat Albert. You kill him to us when he for him saying the bad mouth bitches and all that shit, right? That's what I'm willing to do. I would lock in 1,000 or 3,000 better, April 16th, Bigfoot versus Showtime, Mark Drive, you can spray till your ass can't spray no more. Let's get it the fuck locked tonight.
Oh,
that's what I got
shit. Oh,
yes,
shit.
And I sent my 1,000 now. That's all I'm talking about. Now, what's up?
What's up,
no,
Mount?
Thank you. No.
Hello? Hello?
No, thank you.
Oh, but it's shut the
fuck
up.
No, thank
don't
you.
Speak on us no more. Don't speak on us no more.
I said no thank
I'm
you.
I'm gone. I'm gone, fellas.
Oh,
y'all have
good
tonight.
Report. Well, that damn Hawkinson done it again.
Well, he ain't did nothing. I said,
so, Mark, you was asking me yesterday,
you know
what's
what,
on my agenda.
So, I've been on,
I just want to know what's on
for like
agenda.
3 hours tonight.
Your
what's on my
ready.
Agenda?
What's on your agenda? It was on your agenda.
A track rental.
Only thing on his agenda is trying to motherfucker be relevant. That's it.
Marcus, you talking to me about something else that I'm not doing right now. Once I
okay,
get out,
so
I said, listen,
okay.
I'm not doing
no,
that because that's what they want
to,
this is they,
listen,
this is, these bitches want, they
I'm
want me to go out there, have
I'm
separate. But when I get
I'm
a hold of their ass,
I'm
going to get them because once I get them, they're not going to come back.
So I said, you know what,
you're
no problem. I'll wait.
Hold up. You're not going to get a hold of them.
I'll
you know why? Because we already want up on you, dog. We already want up on you.
We want up on him, and only because we have oil pressure. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
Equal O'Neal?
Hey, listen. He's talking Hassan with his team. Antoine busts his motherfucking ass. We up on Mark Jackson. So you can talk.
Keep being up. Watch when it rolls reverse. When it gets in the track.
It's not.
Fat Albert.
It's not.
Fat Albert.
It's
why?
Not.
Once he gets
yo,
once
yo.
It, once it, once okay. he on the property. I bet you he do not have that same.
Man,
energy.
Listen, fuck all that. I tell you what,
it
when the
matter.
Fuck you gonna lie? Since you talking about the big boy shit.
Fuck
when,
fuck
oh,
you,
no, let me ask you. Fuck you,
see,
too.
See, y'all got
pink banana lips, bitch.
You on Hassan level. Rob's on Cliff level.
I would expose some shit, though.
The turtle bitches on the suit level.
I would expose some shit,
above all y'all.
You above us. So
I don't give a fuck.
Wait a minute. How you going to say you're above them and they
level.
Trying to lock you in? How you going to say you're above them and they trying to lock you in?
I know that was the quietest moment on the show when Marcus said lock 1-on-3 and it got quiet. That's the quietest it's been in three fucking hours.
Hey, James.
Yes.
What did you just say yesterday your minimum is? I'm not giving these bitches what they want. And what did I say
my
minimum is?
Hold on, Marcus. I got it. Watch this.
We watch.
Jay said his minimum is 105. But your bitch ass
no,
just came on this fucking live feed and said, you just said, Mark, on this show that you would lock me in for 5-on-2500. This man said he'll lock you in for 1-on-3. What the fuck is the difference?
What's the problem?
Now, watch how I do this to you, Mark. Since you talking so much shit, we got a small hall. Watch this. We got a small hall.
Listen. No. Because you say this shit how you want
to
make it change.
To you,
I would
man.
Not come to
go ahead. Watch how I get him.
For a bare minimum of $2,500. It's going to cost me just more than... Just that to get my man to come try to tune
this
shit.
Watch this.
So listen. I'm going to test this. This is what y'all do. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to get y'all this weekend. Hold. 105. I'm going to run Bigfoot. I'll let y'all know the date this weekend. One of the next y'all going to be at. I'm going to come there. 105 versus Bigfoot. That's what the fuck you're going to do.
Lock in 105.
Listen, bro. Listen, you're not going to tell me when to do what I'm going to do. One of the two next. Listen.
No, I'm giving you what you
Listen.
Want. That's what the money you want.
Albert.
I'm saying 105, Mark. I'm saying 105.
I
said 105.
Okay, but I
Let's
just told
this.
You I would let him know this
no,
weekend.
I don't give a fuck. No,
at one of the next two events that y'all have, I will run Facebook for that 105.
No, ain't no us have nothing. I'm trying to do it to you, motherfucker, and shoot in another week, bitch. Get your bitch ass together, motherfucker. Let's go. Since you talking at 105.
Okay, so listen. You know what I just said? You heard what I just said?
I don't give a
you
fuck
what I
just
said?
Because you've been saying it for the last
okay,
five
well,
months.
Well, have a good
Antoine. I mean, Marcus.
Well,
take
yeah,
your little ass in the store.
Get off the
and
line.
And wait
then.
Till I play
oh,
with you, bitch.
Get off the line. Get off the line.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please relate him? Can you relate a message to Mark Jackson? And Mark, listen. Can you please relay the message to Mark Jackson? We have a pair of Mustangs that would do him in for 105, 2 on 10, or 3 on 15.
Say it again.
That's what I said.
We have a pair. We have
a pair.
A pair. Of small block nitrous Mustangs that would do you in for 105, 2 on 10, 3 on 15. Now you count.
A
get
pair
the
of them.
Have a pair, and you duck
a
in both of them. Now,
them.
Now talk that big boy
okay.
shit all the fuck you want to, because we ain't at that level. But we do
a
have
pair.
A pair that's at your level, and you will not sit there talk that shit to.
105,
2 on 10, 3 on 15.
Hey, Antoine,
we need to go any further.
Wow.
Antoine, you see how I mean? Okay. You see how I mean? Goddamn,
look who,
Gordo
who's
get the fuck
out there
about
Ricky Foss and Aaron Kingle right now?
Shut the fuck up.
But you want me to come
this,
out
this,
the door? I'm going to get to y'all, though. Y'all going to get
watch this.
Are you scared?
Marcus,
are you scared of either one of them?
No, watch this.
No,
I got
I'm just,
no,
I'm just waiting
bitch,
my turn.
Why the fuck you with Hector, motherfucker, since you're talking so much?
Uh-oh.
I'm waiting
him
my turn.
Since you're talking. Don't do that talking shit to me.
I'm waiting my turn.
Fucking.
I'm waiting my turn.
That
makes three. You're wrong. That makes three.
That makes three. I'm sorry. That makes
yes,
three. Now let's see this shit. You keep talking this money shit. I get out of you.
Again, but you're talking
up.
About somebody
hey,
else as always. You always
hey,
talking
up.
About
yeah.
somebody
hey,
else.
Yeah. I had to take a shot at that one. I had to take a shot.
Hey,
I wasn't even talking about Ricky, but
yeah, Mark. Yeah, Mark.
Within these next two events that y'all had, these three motherfuckers with their cars are going to walk past and they're going to go to the concession stand.
No, it's going to be locked in. It ain't going to be no walk past. If you can't lock in before that hand, bitch, we don't want to talk to you on property at all.
Of course,
that's
your way out.
This year.
Okay, but when Bigfoot... Okay,
the fuck
listen,
the way
you telling me...
No, ain't no
you telling me...
No, ain't no Bigfoot.
So you telling... Because you know I'm going to be on your... I'm going to jump on your back when I see you at
the
track with Bigfoot. So you telling me that Bigfoot at the track, you ain't going
to
race. You're not going to race.
I just tried to...
And you're not going
to
race. So Bigfoot and Showtime on the track property at the same time, you're not going
to
race, right?
Listen to me good, sir. I just try to lock you with
fuck all that.
You declined. You declined. But what I will do,
okay.
I will put that money on your motherfucking neck, and then you got there to try to get it. That's what I will do. And I promise you. So be careful.
Okay.
I said what I will do. So be careful with me. But what I gotta say to you, Mark, you gotta stop getting on these shows and capping and try to be relevant. Let your muscle, let your past go. Let it go. God damn it. Let's have a Jordan.
Let's have a Jordan with the baddest man in the goddamn NBA.
God damn, they kicked them off. When they try to play golf, they kicked them off. So don't be a motherfucking Michael Jordan, bitch. And be prime in your prime. Your prime, I'm with it. Bad muscle on this motherfucker, and we shut your bitch ass down. They kicked him
down. Fat Albert.
Man, where's that ghetto cowgirl?
I'm sorry.
Ghetto cowgirl.
You ain't dead. Why Kyle didn't go sit and fuck down? They already knew it was going to happen. But that's why they already did. As soon as they know that it's there,
yeah.
You see they start missing the three other cars. Other
tell,
than the three bitches they got right now.
I
got a trick brewing just for them. Just hold on.
I got three for you.
Antoine, he ain't got enough beef. He ain't got enough resources to fuck with us. And that's
man,
facts
listen,
on life.
Man, listen.
Bet till he can't bet no more.
Fat, this is what I want you to do. Tell Ghetto Cowgirl he's got the back tire 1 hour after I run CJ Kent for his much.
In clear. And
Yes, for his much.
Ghetto Cowboy,
yeah,
they said you got the back tire
1 hour.
No back.
He must
one hour after
there
run
go.
CJ.
He ain't doing this shit. He ain't doing
this
shit. He did.
He do it right. Hey, look, Fat Albert. This is what I tell you too. I'm offering Fred's race Friday. Well, I can't do it off the trailer Friday. Saturday, off the trailer. My 300 or his 300 to my 2700. Bring his shit down off the trailer.
God, oh my God.
I already said Akko. Meet me at Akko and we'll do it. That's it.
Okay, April O'Neil. Your 300 to my 2700 on Saturday, first pair down the track at Del Mar. Because if I'm offering
901 odds,
I am not coming.
He said he's not doing it. Listen, we're not doing it.
He's not doing it.
Hey,
bro.
Yeah.
Hold up. Can I say something? Hey, get up, Kevin.
Yeah, go ahead, Avon.
He want to come to Akko.
Who's this?
Avon.
Would you say
okay,
Avon?
I don't know who Avon is. The thing, put like this.
Oh.
Avon, I don't know you.
Shut the man talk. Avon. Shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, you shut the fuck
talk,
up.
Because he's
wrong. You shut the
two,
fuck
man.
Up.
You, young buck. What are you
hey,
trying
Rob,
to say,
Rob,
Avon?
What
do you mean I'm a young
talk,
buck?
Rob,
yes, sir.
Rob,
yo, Rob,
talk.
Rob.
Let him talk.
Watch your mouth, okay? The funny thing is, right? I've been listening
to
the show. I've been listening to the show, right?
Hey.
Mark Jackson said,
"Your
300
on my 2700 Saturday morning at
Mark
Trent
Weekly."
Rob, keeps on talking. Keeps on talking. I already told you, Akko.
Ain't nothing to talk
right?
about.
Okay, so then stop talking then.
No, talk that's
about.
Dead.
Hey,
that's it.
That's
hold up, hold
so,
up, hold up.
Hey, Cowboy.
Hold
up. You could have had Antoine.
I'm talking. Just Avon. Whatever.
You could have had
I got
Antoine.
Nothing to say
you
then.
You could have had him. You could have had Antoine
Hello?
If you'd have paid attention.
I got nothing to say then.
He didn't catch
it. You guys talking.
Yeah. He didn't catch it.
Hey.
He said,
you guys are
talking
questions.
Never mind. How can you tell it?
What's up, Avon?
Hey, Fat Albert.
What's up, Avon?
Fat Albert. You know, sometimes you just got to let you
What's up, Avon?
Fat Albert. You know,
I got a question.
What's up, Avon?
Is you going to be at Gordo's race?
Yeah, I would like to be at Gordo's race.
You want to do something off the ramp?
What car you have? I don't know who you are.
I got.
Let's put it this way: I gave him the one and one.
Jesus Christ, man! Like, why are you talking,
Rob?
Shut the fuck
go.
Up!
Hey,
damn,
Rob,
yo! Why
Rob,
is April O'Neil talking?
Information.
Jesus,
hold on,
why is April O'Neil talking?
Hold on, Cowboy. Whoa. Hey, Rob, come on, man. Come on, now.
You're
trying to take over the show. Let it go.
Avon, I think, I don't know, if you have me on Facebook, you have me on Facebook, we'll talk on Facebook, whatever. I'm not going to entertain these loudmouth bitches.
See what I mean? You know what I mean? Now you want to talk on Facebook. Avon.
No, because you know why? Because someone's trying to talk, and you guys always talking over people. You guys always
but
talking over
talking,
people.
Since we're talking over
hey,
about you got the one and one 1 hour after I run CJ Kent,
there you go.
And you got lane choice, motherfucker. Then what you want to do? Don't talk me to death. I'm
what are you talking
to
about?
I said,
Akko. Any of you loud down bitches, come to Akko.
Listen.
I'm tired of driving
I
over there.
Give you
come to Akko.
$200
to get your candy ass there 95.
I don't care.
To go to Mechanicsville, and I want to put your fucking money. I don't care if it's $100, $150, $200. Get your candy ass and then slow. Hold up. Get that slow ass phone number.
Antoine.
Get our seat in it. Get that slow bitch there, and I'll wait for your money, and I'll give you $200.
It's slow.
Hey,
Fat
Hold
Albert.
Tight.
Who was talking?
Fat Albert.
Hold
I'm being quiet.
Hold
I'm being quiet, Fat Albert. I just want you to
hold tight.
That.
Okay, appreciate
hold
it,
tight.
Rob. Appreciate it, Rob.
Hey, Albert. Hey, Fat Albert.
Hey, Ghetto Cowboy.
Yeah,
hold tight. This Avon. This Avon. Hold tight. Hold tight.
Yes.
Hold tight. Hey, Ghetto Cowboy.
Who's this?
This Avon again. I came to you at North versus South. And asked you, and you said you was doing your shakedown, and you said you was going to get back with me. I got the Regal.
Okay.
I'm trying to be quiet. I'm trying to be quiet.
The Regal. What Regal?
The Regal.
I know, but what
the
color?
Stock,
I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Send me a picture or some shit. I don't know who you are. I'm being honest.
I ain't doing all that. I'm back on mute, y'all. Y'all go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Avon, see what I mean? See what I mean? You waste your time?
Yo.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Avon.
Yo, the funny thing is,
Avon,
I hear you.
Down? Isn't that what you said, Avon? He was shaking down?
This dude's is a gig.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
I just
Cowboy,
wanted to
get
thank
you.
Yo,
hold
Albert.
On, Rob, hold on.
That's not Albert.
Listen, hey, Ghetto Cowboy. Yeah, yeah, listen. Let me say this. Since the race ain't going to happen, I can tell it now. When Antoine told you, Ghetto Cowboy, I run you 1 hour, you got the one-on-one, and you must drive, you know all you had to do was say, okay, I agree to that, but you have to drive. I didn't know you was going to say it, but you didn't ever come up with it. Goddamn, you had
Fat
Albert. Don't say that, Fat Albert. Don't say that,
Fat Albert. Fat Albert. Fat Albert. Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
See, when
you
the
can't even talk.
Fat Albert, they go by the car number. They don't go by the car number.
I can't even talk. I can't even talk.
Go
hey,
ahead, Cal.
Hold on,
Rob. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
For
go
one,
ahead.
For one, the car got hurt after that wheelie stand. So I can't
it
go.
Hurt. How the fuck did it hurt? The only thing that hurt was your ass.
What do you mean? It went down.
You it out.
What do you mean?
Motherfucker.
It got hurt.
You blow your ass.
It's hurt.
You shit it everywhere.
Anyway.
That's what hurt.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Anyway, as I'm talking, right? So that's why I'm saying, hey, bring it to ACO. But they don't want to bring an ass call. And the funny thing is, you guys like to run, you want to run people that hasn't even tested their cars, and you guys been out 20 times with your
you,
car.
You run your mouth.
So, all right. I didn't run my mouth. I didn't run my mouth.
But
I've been listening.
Why you
I've been listening.
Why you